Nassim Nunez steps in the left-handed batter's box. Switch hitter batting lefty against the righty, Riley Thompson, who throws a fastball, slider, curveball, and a change. First pitch on the way, and it's a breaking ball low, delivered at exactly 7:15. Four-man umpire crew again tonight. Dexter Kelly calling balls and strikes. Crew chief James Jean is at first. Stephen Hodgins at second. Mark Bass at third. 1-0 pitch chopped towards first. Picked up fair by Ball. He flips to Thompson covering. And that's a quick first out. Nunez retired. As Will Banfield steps in, we'll give you the Smokies in the field. Bryce Windham is catching tonight at first base. Bryce Ball. He already has an assist. At second base will be Chase Strumpf. At third base, Jake Slaughter. At shortstop, Luis Vasquez. Left to right across the outfield, it's Cole Roederer, Zach Davis, and Jonathan Perlaza. In steps Banfield. Will has caught every playoff game so far for the Blue Wahoos. First pitch in the dirt, check swing, but a swing, says first base umpire James Jean. That was a breaking ball down that landed well in front of the plate. And from here, it looked like Banfield held up. But crew chief James Jean said he went around. It's 0-1. Banfield hasn't done a whole lot at the plate in the playoffs, but he has done an outstanding job of controlling the running game. 0-1 on the way. Fouled back, out of play behind home plate. The count is 0-2. The Biscuits in the best of three division series were just 1-for-3 in steals, 2 caught stealing attempts plus 2 pickoffs, and the Smokies were 0-for-2 in caught stealing attempts in game 1. 0-2, fastball at 97, fouled back and out of play. You can safely say that Thompson had one of his worst starts of the year against the Blue Wahoos in Pensacola in June, and one of his best starts of the year against the Blue Wahoos here in Tennessee a couple weeks ago. Next pitch, fouled back again on an elevated fastball. This one clocked at 96. Thompson on June 18th didn't even make it out of the first inning against the Wahoos. He allowed 5 runs in a third of an inning. Blue Wahoos won that game 5-3. Next pitch, fouled back again. Nothing but heat. With 2 strikes to Banfield, and every time he's fouled it back. Blue Wahoos hit 2 home runs against Thompson all the way back on June 18th. Exploded for 5 first inning runs, which is something they haven't done often this year. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. Banfield, after fouling off all those fastballs, is out in front of an off-speed pitch. A strikeout for out number 2, and that'll bring in Narel Gonzalez. Thompson, in his second try against Pensacola on September 8th, just 19 days ago, 5 scoreless innings, scattering 5 singles. He left with a comfortable lead, but the Blue Wahoos scored 11 runs late, winning 11-6. First pitch, off speed, misses inside, ball 1 to the left-handed hitting Narel Gonzalez. Next on the way, Gonzalez, inside out swing, lifts it foul, third base side into the seats, and the count is 1-1. Gonzalez delivered the only run of the game in game 3 of the division series on Friday, 2-out 8th inning RBI single, drove in 3 in the division series, 1-1 on the way, a swing and another foul headed third base side, that too is out of play, and a fastball in on the hands, got an ugly swing from Gonzalez. Thompson trying to finish off a 1-2-3 first. Thompson from the wind. 1-2 pitch. Gonzalez in on the hand, serves it into center. It's down for a hit. Got jammed a couple times on fouls, and this time he keeps his hands in and gets enough of the bat on an inside fastball to send it back up the middle. A 2-out single for Gonzalez, and that'll bring in Griffin Conine. Conine's last home run came in this ballpark almost 3 weeks ago. Blue Wahoo's single season record, 24 long balls, but he's in a bit of a drought, hoping to come through here with a big 2-out hit. First pitch misses inside, a fastball at 96. Griffin in the postseason, 2-for-15, no runs batted in. No score top one. Blue Wahoos have Gonzalez at first. With 2 down, 1-0 pitch, Conine with a home run cut, swings and misses at a breaking ball. The count is now 1-1. Conine might have gotten the catcher Windham on the follow-through there as the edge of his bat nicked the face mask of Windham. Home plate umpire Dexter Kelly will give him a little extra time by brushing off the plate. Smokies infield shifted as much as they can for the left-handed hitting Conine. Shortstop Vasquez playing on his side of the field, but pretty much right up the middle. Next pitch, off speed, misses low in the count, 2-1. Blue Wahoos have scored first in only one of their four playoff games so far, and that is a bit of a misnomer. It was the eighth inning run on Friday in game three, the one game in which they scored first, and that sure didn't feel like it after going scoreless the first seven. Pitch misses inside on what looked like a hard slider. The count is 3-1 with Kobe Fletcher Vance on deck. Thompson at times has had trouble with his command. 3-1 on the way. Fastball misses high. A five-pitch walk to Conine. A pair of two-out base runners for the Wahoos here in the first. They've got Gonzalez at second, Conine at first for Kobe Fletcher Vance. Fletcher Vance so far in the playoffs, two hits and 10 at-bats. Manager Kevin Randall in the third base coach's box, hoping for a chance to wave in Gonzalez on a base hit to the outfield. Thompson's first. Fletcher Vance takes outside with a fastball at 96, the count 1-0. Thompson looks in. Righty sets. 1-0 coming. Fletcher Vance got a pitch right down the middle, a fastball at 96, and he swung right through it. 1-1. Making the starting pitcher work not as important with all the off days in the playoff structure, but Thompson about to throw his 20th pitch in the first inning. 12 have been for strikes. 1-1 on the way from Thompson, and the pitch, a swing and a pop fly foul, first base side, that's into the seats, 1-2. Lights are on here at Smoky Stadium. Little bit of light in the sky, but no more direct sunlight on the field. It'll get dark, and it will get cold tonight, at least by Southern League standards. Forecasts have us dropping into the mid-50s. 1-2, Gonzalez dancing off second. Thompson deals. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Fletcher Vance can't connect. And the Blue Wahoos strand a pair in a scoreless top of the first inning. Smokies coming to bat against Patrick Monteverdi after this on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
Coins, sports cards, and racing collectibles on Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze has one of the largest sports memorabilia collections in the area. You can even buy, sell, or trade your collectible items. They have something for any collection. Coins, jerseys, autographed balls, trading cards, matchbox cars, NASCAR diecast, and so many other pieces of sports memorabilia. Find them on Facebook. Buy, sell, or trade at Coins, Sports Cards, and Racing Collectibles, Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze. The place to go to collect for fun or invest for profits.
Okay, so Denny's has really, really, really good news. Are you ready for it? The new all-day diner deals value menu is here with 10 delicious meals starting at $5.99. You can eat like a dillionaire at Denny's and order that everyday value slam or celebrate the return of the fried cheese melt. It's the new all-day diner deals value menu, and it's here with 10 delicious meals starting at $5.99. See, I told you that was really, really, really good news. This is why Denny's is America's favorite diner.
If you're looking for pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, look to PeteMoore.com, where the PeteMoore Automotive Team combines inventory from three dealerships, offering you a selection of over 300 pre-owned vehicles, including a selection of certified pre-owned models. With an online inventory available 24 hours a day, PeteMoore.com is where you need to shop for your next pre-owned vehicle. The PeteMoore Automotive Team on New Warrington Road, just 3 miles up the street from NAS Pensacola. PeteMoore.com.
Hey everybody, this is Luis Avila Jr. of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and you're listening to the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
No score as we go to the bottom of the first inning at Smoky Stadium in Tennessee. Blue Wahoos and Smokies playing game two of the best of three Southern League Championship Series, and the Smokies took game one. They will send up Jonathan Perlaza, Jake Slaughter, and Bryce Ball to face Patrick Monteverde after a scoreless top of the first inning. Monteverde, the lefty, deals the first pitch to Perlaza, switch hitter batting righty. First pitch fouled off on a slow curveball at 76. Monteverde, fastball, slider, curve, and a change. In the regular season, Monteverde made six starts at AA, going 1-0 with an ERA of 4.99. First playoff start, though he did pitch effectively in long relief last Thursday in Game 2 against Montgomery. Next pitch, fastball fouled back and out of play. The count is 0-2. Monteverde entered with the Blue Wahoos trailing 4-0 in the fourth. Allowed a solo home run to the first man he faced, but was scoreless the rest of the way. Swing and a miss. Change up outside gets Perlaza, an opening strikeout for Monteverde. One down for Jake Slaughter. And as Slaughter, the regular season batting champion, steps in, we'll give you the Blue Wahoos in the field. Will Banfield is catching. Marcus Chu at first. Demetrius Sims at second. Kobe Fletcher Vance at third. Asim Nunez at short. Left to right across the outfield, it's Griffin Conine, Thomas Jones, and Narel Gonzalez. In steps Slaughter. First pitch on the way. Outer half, a fastball at 90 is in for a strike. It's 0-1. Monteverde making his second start against the Smokies. He pitched on this mound in early September. 0-1, a swing and a pop-up. Shallow right. Out is the second baseman, Sims. In is the right fielder, Gonzalez. It's Gonzalez underneath it to make the catch. Two quick outs. Two up, two down for the Smokies in the first. That'll bring in Bryce Ball. Monteverde on September 8th. Faced off against Riley Thompson, his mound opponent tonight. Allowed an RBI double to Slaughter, a three-run homer to Chase Strump, who is batting sixth in tonight's lineup for the Smokies. He departed trailing 4-0. A couple more of his runs scored after he left, but the Blue Wahoos scored 11 runs in the final three innings, winning 11-6. First pitch, ball deflects it off the pitcher, Monteverde, picked up by Nunez, throws to first, and the stretch made by two. Great play by Nunez. Monteverde narrowly missed getting hit in the face, but it glanced off his glove right to the shortstop. Nunez with a close enough throw, and Chu, as he's done so many times, makes the stretch at first. It's a 1-6-3 with an exclamation point to end a 1-2-3 first inning. No score as we go to the second in Tennessee on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
You should always want the best, and Florida Panhandle's number one bail bonds agency is Billy Clark Bail Bonds. They offer a rapid intake process where you don't have to go through the booking at all. That's right. They take you over to the jail, and you're in and out in a matter of 45 minutes. Bail Bonds by Billy Clark offers great payment plan options, and they are professional and family friendly, no matter what time or offense. Billy Clark Bail Bonds will get you out of jail fast, with locations in Milton on Highway 90 and in Pensacola on Pace Boulevard.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin and Fit system with its modern compact design will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin and Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
Okay, so Denny's has really, really, really good news. Are you ready for it? The new all-day diner deals value menu is here with 10 delicious meals starting at $5.99. You can eat like a dillionaire at Denny's and order that everyday value slam or celebrate the return of the fried cheese melt. It's the new all-day diner deals value menu, and it's here with 10 delicious meals starting at $5.99. See, I told you that was really, really, really good news. This is why Denny's is America's favorite diner.
Hey everybody, this is Santiago Chavez of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and you're listening to the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the second inning, no score between Pensacola and Tennessee here at Smokies Stadium. Davis Bradshaw, left-handed hitting DH, will lead things off. First pitch is a check swing foul off the facing of his own dugout down the third base line, 0-1. Bradshaw, Chu, and Jones, 6-7 and 8. To face Riley Thompson, who worked around a single and a walk in a scoreless first inning. Next on the way, breaking ball down, taken, and the count is 1-1 to Bradshaw. Davis Bradshaw came up with a couple big run-scoring hits in Game 3 of the Division Series on Friday. So far in the postseason, 3-for-8 with 3 runs batted in. Breaking ball drops in for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Thompson from the wide. 1-2 pitch to Bradshaw. A swing and a chopper that is just fouled on the third baseline. First bounce off the chalk, sprayed up some of that white chalk, and it went foul from there. Third base umpire Mark Bass right on the call. 1-2, the count remains to Davis Bradshaw. Thompson rocks and fires. 1-2, in on the hands, fouled off. A fastball at 95, and Bradshaw able to survive to see another pitch. Thompson back quickly with the next. 1-2 on the way, and a fastball misses high at 96. It's 2-2. Davis Bradshaw joined the Blue Wahoos after the All-Star break. He was leading the Midwest League in batting average at the time of his promotion. In the regular season with Pensacola, batted 286, but here he takes a fastball painted on the inside corner at the belt for a called third strike. Already strikeout number 3 for Thompson, out number 1 in the second. Marcus Chu will bat next. Chu in the playoffs, just 1-for-4. He has entered as a defensive replacement at first base late in the game. And he might have saved his shortstop a throwing error in the final play of the first inning. Fastball misses wide, the count 1-0. Just to revisit that 1-6-3 ground out that ended the bottom of the first. Hard liner right back to Monteverde. It glanced off his glove directly to the shortstop Nunez, who improvised, made a great play. And Chu was able to make the stretch at first. Swing and a miss on a fastball here. The count is 1-1 to the right-handed hitting first baseman. Thompson accepts the sign. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Country hardball, fastball in the middle of the zone, and Chu swings through at 1-2. Thompson ready for the 1-2 pitch, and a breaking ball low and away taken by Chu. It's 2-2. Windham getting the start behind home plate tonight for the Smokies. We saw Harrison Wenson in Game 1. Wenson at the time was the hot hand after a couple home runs in the decisive victory for the Smokies over Rocket City 2 nights prior, but Wenson was 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts in Game 1. 2-2 pitches blasted in the air, high and deep right center. It gets Davis turned around, and it's over his head off the wall. Off the warning track, off the wall, Davis corrals it. By the time it gets back in, Chu is into second with a one-out double. Chu with an extra base hit, something the Blue Wahoos did not do the entire Game 1. And Chu is at second base with one down for Thomas Jones, who has had no shortage of big moments already in the playoffs. Jones 3-for-7 at the plate with a homer, 2 runs batted in, and the series-saving catch that ended Game 3 against Montgomery on Friday night. Right-handed hitting center fielder steps in and takes a first pitch breaking ball in for a called strike, 0-1. This ballpark has a reputation for being hitter friendly, especially down the lines. Jones takes inside off-speed pitch and the count 1-1. 330 down the left field line, 320 to right. 400 to straightaway center, where Chu blasted his double off the warning track. The wind, when it blows, generally blows out to right. 1-1 on the way. Swing and a miss. High fastball upstairs. And the count 1-2. Not nearly as much velocity on the fastball in inning number 2 from Thompson. That last one clocked on the stadium radar gun at 93. We had seen 97-98 in the first inning. Still enough to get it by Jones. 1-2 coming. Jones stares at strike 3. An off-speed pitch in the zone. And Jones gone looking. Strikeout number 4 for Thompson. It's out number two in the second, and Demetrius Sims will bat next. No score in the top of the second between Pensacola and Tennessee. Blue Wahoos have a threat here with Marcus Chu at second after a one-out double, but it will be left now to the ninth batter in the lineup, Demetrius Sims. Sims in the regular season batted 318 for the Wahoos. So far in the playoffs, just 1 for 11. First pitch on the way, and a fastball misses above the letters at 94, ball one. Sims' lone playoff hit came in Game 3 against Montgomery. In Game 1 of the championship series on Sunday in Pensacola, 0 for 3 with a walk and the lone run scored by the Blue Wahoos all afternoon. 1-0 pitch at the knees, fastball at 95, in for a strike, 1-1. Thompson about to throw his 40th pitch. Threw 21 in the first inning. Monteverde needed only 6 pitches, all strikes, to get a 1-2-3 first in the bottom half of the scorecard. 1-1 on the way. Breaking ball. Drops in for a called strike. Sims gave up on it, but it was in the zone. 1-2. Thompson, one good pitch away from working around the 2-double and keeping this a scoreless game, going to the bottom of the second inning. Fans tonight were handed white rally towels as they entered the gates. They're waving them now. Here is the 1-2 from Thompson to Sims. The righty sets and delivers. Sims takes just outside on a breaking ball, 2-2. Thompson, an 11th round selection in the 2018 draft out of Louisville. Had Tommy John surgery coming out of high school. Grew up a Cubs fan, so no doubt a thrill to be in the Cubs organization. 2-2 to Sims, swing and a miss. Fastball at 95, got by Sims. 5 strikeouts over 2 scoreless innings for Riley Thompson as he strands Chu at second base. Inning and a half complete in Tennessee, no score on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
Groundbreaking orthopedic care at Andrews Institute is more than world-class physicians, a comprehensive approach to your care, and convenient locations always close to home. It's all that and more. Visit AndrewsInstitute.com to learn more or schedule an appointment.
Jimmy, the Mercedes is making a strange noise.
Mr. Fix-It!
Did you just tell me to fix it?
No, I said take it to Mr. Fix-It Auto Clinic. They specialize in all the luxury imports and domestic cars. They've got the latest technologies and the equipment to fix our car. And they have the lowest prices in town.
They're on North Palafox, right?
4701 North Palafox in Pensacola, just north of the Pace Palafox split.
With fully certified technicians and a nationwide warranty on parts and labor, it's Mr. Fix-It Auto Clinic, where one call does it all. 850-741-4274.
Imagine you or a loved one was seriously ill and had one wish to create a magical memory. Covenant Care's My Wish program grants special wishes to seriously ill children, adults, and their families. We've granted over 2,400 wishes in our communities of Northwest Florida and Alabama and celebrated with parties, Batman movies, flyovers, and more. Help us reach our goal of granting 1,200 wishes this year. Visit us at mywish.org and you too can grant memories that last a lifetime.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Patrick Ditter of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and you're listening to the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
On to the bottom of the second inning, scoreless between the Blue Wahoos and the Smokies here in Kodiak, Tennessee. Game 2 of the best of 3 Southern League Championship Series. 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Smokies after a quick 1-2-3 first inning from lefty Patrick Monteverde. He needed only 6 pitches and all were strikes. It'll be Nelson Maldonado, Cole Roederer, and Chase Strumpf due up for the Smokies. Maldonado hit a solo home run in Game 1 in Pensacola on Sunday. He takes a first pitch fastball in for a strike, 0-1. Next for Monteverde. 0-1 misses low. First pitch outside of the zone for Monteverde tonight. Not a bad pitch, a changeup, and if you want your changeup to miss, you'd rather it miss low than high. 1-1 coming. Maldonado takes a breaking ball down. The count now 2-1. Blue Wahoos, having played four playoff games, have gotten five innings from only one of their starters. It was Dax Fulton with his dominant 13 strikeout performance over six scoreless in game three against Montgomery last Friday. Fastball outer half in for a called strike. Dexter Kelly gives Monteverdi the call. The crowd doesn't like it. And the count is 2-2. Monteverdi ready for the 2-2 pitch. Here it is. Maldonado swings and lifts it high in the air, deep left center. Going back is Jones. Still back. He won't catch it, and it's high off the wall. Karen picked up by Jones. He gets it right back into second, but Maldonado, who hit a home run on Sunday, narrowly misses one here, hitting it just a foot from clearing the left center field fence, a leadoff double, and that'll bring in Cole Roederer. In left field, the fence is about twice as high to accommodate a party deck that is mostly full tonight. If not for that added elevation on the left field fence, that would have been a home run. In steps Cole Roederer. We saw Riley Thompson work around a double in the top of the second inning. Monteverdi hoping to do the same here. Roederer, left-handed hitting left fielder, stands in. First pitch. Misses outside on an off-speed pitch. The count is 1-0. No sign of a bunt on that first pitch, but the third baseman Fletcher Vance playing even with the bag. 1-0. Outer half. This time a fastball is in the zone for a called strike. 1-1. Against a left-handed starter, the Smokies have three true lefties and two switch hitters in their starting nine tonight. 1-1 on the way. Swing and a miss. Slider down and away. The count is 1-2. Monteverdi during the regular season held lefties to an opponent average of 211. Righties had much more success, batting 365 against him. Target is outside from Banfield. The 1-2 pitch to Roederer. Not too much of the plate, and a breaking ball is spun foul behind home plate, out of play. No score, bottom two, but the Smokies have a threat. Leadoff double from Nelson Maldonado, their cleanup hitter. He stands at second for Cole Roederer. On deck, Chase Strumpf, who took Monteverdi deep just a couple weeks ago. 1-2 coming. Roederer fouls back. Fastball at 90, up and in. And the count remains 1-2. These Smokies fans have waited a long time for a potential championship. Last championship was a co-championship in 2004. Hurricane Ivan canceled the championship series. 1-2 on the way from Monteverdi. And the pitch, Roederer swings and lifts a fly ball to center, shallow. Nunez out, shortstop gives way to the left fielder Conine, who makes the catch, charging in at the last moment. Shallow left center, either Conine or Jones would have had a better angle on it than Nunez, and Conine eventually takes charge, one down. Chase Strumpf will bat next. The last outright championship that was won by the Tennessee Smokies franchise came before they played in this ballpark, and they were known as the Knoxville Smokies back in 1978, when their manager was Hall of Famer Tony La Russa, before he had even started his major league managerial career. Here is Chase Strumpf, right-handed hitting second baseman. First pitch, check swing on a high fastball. He went around, says first base umpire James Jean on appeal, and the count is 0-1. Strumpf's home run against Monteverdi on September 8th was a three-run shot, one of 21 that he hit during the regular season. Despite those home run numbers, he still bats sixth in this potent Smokies lineup. 0-1 coming. Swing and a miss. Home run cut there. He comes up empty on a high fastball at 91. And the count is 0-2. Monteverdi, left arm swinging as he prepares this 0-2 pitch to Chase Strumpf. A look towards second and the delivery. Fastball high, trying to go to the well again, but this time Strumpf laid off. The count 1-2. Maldonado does not possess great speed, though he is athletic at second base. Strumpf trying to bring him home. 1-2 pitch, and a breaking ball low. Almost backdoored its way in, but it was low beneath the knees on the count 2-2. Monteverdi goes to the rosin bag. This is not a warm night by any stretch. It'll likely turn out to be the coldest night of the year for the Blue Wahoos. Here's the 2-2 to Strumpf. Swing and a foul back. High fastball at 92. Hottest fastball we've seen from the left arm of Patrick Monteverdi tonight, trying to dial it up and blow it by Strumpf. Monteverdi needed only 6 pitches to get through a 1-2-3 first, but now really laboring here in the second. And now before the 2-2 pitch, he'll step off and look back towards Maldonado at second base. First step off of the plate appearance. With the minor league rules this year, soon to be the major league rules next year, you can step off twice per plate appearance without penalty. 2-2 on the way to Strumpf. Here's the pitch. A swing and a chopper foul down the third base line. We'll do it again. Got someone wearing number 18. That's Nick Lovello, the third base coach. Nick Lovello, former Blue Wahoo. 2-2 again to Strumpf. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball outside corner. Strumpf swung through it. A big strikeout for Monteverdi, and out number 2 in the second inning with Maldonado still standing at second base. That'll leave it to Bryce Windham. Left-handed hitting catcher, making his first appearance of this series. Windham in the regular season batted just 202. 4 homers, 31 runs batted in. Maldonado almost certain to get the wave here on a base hit to the outfield. First pitch coming, and it misses outside ball 1, a fastball at 90 miles per hour. No score, bottom 2, Smokies. Like the Blue Wahoos, have gotten a double here in the second. Pensacola unable to cash it in. And Monteverdi trying his best to keep this a scoreless game to the third. 1-0 coming. Windham swings and flies it into center. Jones frozen. Got a late break on it. Coming on. He still gets there. Stays on his feet and makes the catch. Nunez bails out last moment, avoiding a collision. And Jones in the twilight lost it momentarily, but found it. And the leadoff double is left aboard. We go to the third in Tennessee. Still no score on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
Okay, so Denny's has really, really, really good news. Are you ready for it? The new all-day diner deals value menu is here with 10 delicious meals starting at $5.99. You can eat like a dillionaire at Denny's and order that everyday value slam or celebrate the return of the fried cheese melt. It's the new all-day diner deals value menu, and it's here with 10 delicious meals starting at $5.99. See, I told you that was really, really, really good news. This is why Denny's is America's favorite diner.
If you're looking for pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, look to PeteMoore.com, where the Pete Moore Automotive Team combines inventory from 3 dealerships, offering you a selection of over 300 pre-owned vehicles, including a selection of certified pre-owned models. With an online inventory available 24 hours a day, PeteMoore.com is where you need to shop for your next pre-owned vehicle. The Pete Moore Automotive Team on New Warrington Road, just 3 miles up the street from NAS Pensacola. PeteMoore.com.
If you've been arrested or have a warrant issued for your arrest, call Bell Bonds by Billy Clark. Upbeat, professional, and with great customer service. Bell Bonds by Billy Clark is committed to treating you with respect you deserve while walking you through the Bell Bonds process. and getting you and your loved one out of jail quickly and affordably with flexible payment plans with dignity and respect in a timely manner. 24 hours, 7 days a week, Bail Bonds by Billy Clark is open and ready to serve you today.
Hey everybody, this is Robert Garcia of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and you're listening to the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
On to the top of the third inning, game two of the Southern League Championship Series between the Blue Wahoos and the Smokies. No score as Pensacola will send up the top of their order in the third, Nunez, Banfield, and Gonzalez against Riley Thompson. Thompson worked out of a first and second jam in the first, and a one-out double in the second. Blue Wahoos, after going 0-for-8 with men in scoring position in game one, are 0-for-3 so far tonight. Thompson working from the wind. First pitch to Nassim Nunez misses inside ball one to the switch hitter batting lefty. Nunez grounded out to first his first time up. Blue Wahoos would love to get his speed aboard to begin this third inning. Wreak some havoc on the base paths. 1-0 on the way. Check swing, taken low and in. On appeal, no swing, says third base umpire Mark Bass. The count is 2-0. Nunez, Banfield, and Gonzalez. Thompson, 45 pitches, 28 for strikes over 2-plus innings. 2-0, misses low, and it's 3-0 to Nunez. Nassim hasn't done much at the plate so far in the playoffs. He's been outstanding defensively at shortstop. Nunez 2-for-15 now. One home run. It was a big one. Fastball in for a strike at 94. The count 3-1. Nunez, the go-ahead home run in game two. One of only two hits he's had here. A chopper foul up the first base side. The count is full. 3-2. Nunez hoping to play his style of game here and get on base, get into scoring position shortly thereafter. Payoff pitch, swing and a foul tip out of the catcher's mitt. Might have been ball four, fastball above the letters, but too close to take, and Nunez was able to nick it and keep it out of the catcher's mitt. Again, this time missing inside on a breaking ball, and Nunez draws a leadoff walk. We'll see how long it takes for the Blue Wahoos to send him in motion with Will Banfield due up next. Nunez swiped 70 bags between two levels in the regular season, but has not yet even attempted a stolen base in the playoffs because he hasn't been on first. In steps Banfield, who struck out swinging his first time up. There he goes. First pitch. Breaking ball up. Throw down to second on a hop. And Nunez got his hand in. A great one-hop throw from Windham right on the bag. But the second baseman, Strumpf, for whatever reason, never really efforted a tag. Nunez, with his left hand, got on the base. And Strumpf never slapped the tag down. Would have been a very close play if after catching it he would have lunged towards Nunez. But it is a successful steal for Nassim. He's in scoring position at second. The first pitch was a ball to Banfield. Now the next, breaking ball low, smothered by Windham. He keeps it in front of him. Nunez, with some affirmative claps towards his teammate in the box, should get a good pitch to hit here on 2-0. Thompson, long look in. And now time called as the catcher, Windham, wanted to reset the signs. Nunez, a very smart base runner, no doubt looking in, trying to pick up a sign. And Norel Gonzalez is told that he can't be behind home plate. He has to go back in the general area of the on-deck circle as he prepares for this at-bat. Here comes the 2-0 from Thompson to Banfield. A swing and a pop-up on the infield near second. Second baseman Strumpf works around the base umpire, and he makes the catch. That ball drifted in the air, ended up about equidistant between first and second on the infield grass. And Strumpf took a circuitous route to it, working around the second base umpire, but eventually got there. Unproductive plate appearance for Banfield. He pops out for out number one. Norel Gonzalez will bat next. Gonzalez kept his hands in and served an inside fastball into center field on a line for a single his first time up. He got as far as second before he was stranded. No score, top three. Blue Wahoos trying to cash in with a man in scoring position for the first time in this series. First pitch, breaking ball. Crosses at the letters on the outer half for a called strike. It's 0-1. Thompson sets. Before the 0-1, a pickoff move, and back in safely with a dive is Nunez at second. Shortstop Vasquez came in on the daylight play, which is a timing play. Nunez didn't have a very aggressive leadoff of second anyway, so an easy retreat for him. Blue Wahoos 0 for their last 13 with men in scoring position since Gonzalez's two-out RBI single in the eighth inning of Friday's Game 3 against Montgomery. He takes outside here. The count is 1-1. Gonzalez hit a big grand slam in this ballpark earlier in the month. He's been the guy to bring home runs in the second half of the season. Breaking ball misses low, and the count is 3-1 to Gonzalez with Griffin Conine on deck. You're always loath to add a base runner before someone in Conine who set the single season franchise RBI record, but a walk here would set up a conventional double play with one down. We'll see how aggressive Thompson is. 2-1, breaking ball misses low, and it's 3-1. Thompson completed 5 innings of scoreless baseball against the Blue Wahoos earlier this month. He may work scoreless when it's all said and done tonight, but at this rate, he is not going to complete 5. 57th pitch coming. 3-1 pitch, grounded to first, picked up behind the bag by Ball. He'll take to the base himself, and Gonzalez is retired, though Nunez on the play does take third base. 3 unassisted put out for Bryce Ball. Gonzalez retired, and that'll leave it to Griffin Conine. Conine drew a walk his first time up. Big RBI opportunity here for Conine. Don't need a homer. Just need a hit. And for that matter, Nunez will keep an eye out with the shift on for any pitchers in the dirt. He can take an aggressive lead at third base with the lefty at the plate. First pitch misses low, ball 1. Third baseman Slaughter playing closer to the line than he otherwise would with Conine at the plate because of Nunez. That opens up about an 80-foot gap between the shortstop and third baseman on the left side of the infield. 1-0 coming. Taken upstairs with a fastball at 95. The count 2-0. And even though Conine is in one of his dry spells right now, you still don't want to throw him a cookie. We'll see what Thompson gives him on 2-0. Here's the pitch. A tailing changeup on 2-0, and it's in the inside corner for a called strike, 2-1. That's a nasty pitch and a fastball count. No chance Conine was going to swing at it. Thompson ready with the next. 2-1 pitch to Conine. And on the outside edge, a breaking ball is in for a called strike, 2-2. Thompson, despite his struggles, has struck out 5 and so far has not paid the price for base runners in scoring position in every inning of tonight's game. 2-2 coming to Conine. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball got him. 6th strikeout for Thompson. Blue Wahoos get the leadoff walk to third base, but Strand Nunez there. 2.5 complete in Tennessee. No score on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
You're listening to ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. All sports, all the time. WEBY, Milton, Pensacola.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system with its modern compact design will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
Okay, so Denny's has really, really, really good news. Are you ready for it? The new all-day diner deals value menu is here with 10 delicious meals starting at $5.99. You can eat like a dillionaire at Denny's and order that everyday value slam or celebrate the return of the fried cheese melt. It's the new all-day diner deals value menu, and it's here with 10 delicious meals starting at $5.99. See, I told you that was really, really, really good news. This is why Denny's is America's favorite diner.
If you're looking to spruce up your backyard, go to Pinch a Penny Pool, Patio, and Spa. They have several brands of outdoor furniture, like aluminum Tropitone and Berlin Gardens, Adirondack style, with 15 to 20 year warranties, Napoleon gas, Green Mountain pellet grills, and Big Green eggs, liner replacement, resurfacing, pumps, filters, automation solutions, heaters, salt chlorinators, pool lighting, backyard renovations, and even outdoor kitchens. Stop by today. Pinch a Penny, on the corner of 9th and Olive, and online at pinchapenny.com.
Yo soy Eury Pérez de los Blue Ajos de Pensacola y estoy escuchando ESPN Pensacola en la casa de Blue Ajos de Baseball.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. No score between the Blue Wahoos and the Smokies here in Tennessee. Game two of three in the Southern League Championship Series. 8-9-1 due up for the Smokies. Vasquez, Davis, and Perlaza against Patrick Monteverde, who so far has gone two scoreless innings on 26 pitches. First pitch, fastball misses outside, ball one to the right-handed hitting shortstop Luis Vasquez, who during the regular season batted .237 with 8 homers and 36 runs batted in. Next on the way from the lefty Monteverde. Fastball into the belt for a strike in the count 1-1. Smokies got a leadoff double in the second, hitting high off the wall in left center off the bat of Nelson Maldonado, but Maldonado didn't budge from second. Fly out, strike out, fly out followed. 1-1. A slider misses inside. That might have been the curve, actually, for Monteverde, but it misses inside nonetheless, 2-1. Monteverde from the wine, 2-1 pitch. Vasquez swings and fouls it back, headed back our way, over our heads and on the roof. There are two other AA level leagues, the Eastern League and the Texas League, in addition to our own Southern League. Each of those leagues may crown a champion tonight as well. Erie Seawolves leading one game to none against Somerset. And the Frisco Rough Riders leading one game to none over the Wichita Wind Surge. 2-2, swing and a miss. Elevated off speed, Vasquez chasing head high, strikes out. It's the third strikeout for Monteverde tonight. And one down for Zach Davis. Davis, switch hitter, will bat righty. Speedy center fielder was 0-for-3 with three strikeouts in Game 1 of the championship in Pensacola on Sunday. First pitch for Monteverde. Fastball misses wide, the count 1-0. Somerset, however, leading 9-2 in the fifth over Erie in their game in the Eastern League. So unless that score changes, they're going to go to Game 3 tomorrow. 1-0 coming. Fastball misses inside, and it just barely grazes Davis on his left elbow. Pitch was still caught by Banfield, but home plate umpire Dexter Kelly going off the sound more than anything else. Heard a little click, and so Davis will go to first. He and his speed are aboard with a hit by pitch as the lineup turns over with one down for Jonathan Perlaza. They're just underway in the Texas League. Wichita hosting Frisco. Wind Surge, the Twins affiliate. And Frisco, the Rangers affiliate, scoreless in the first. In steps Perlaza, who struck out swinging quickly his first time up. First pitch, swing and a foul tip on a fastball right down the middle at 90 miles per hour. Perlaza, a great regular season, aided perhaps in part by his home ballpark, but the number is still impressive. 23 homers, 73 runs batted in, and enough speed to swipe 15 bags. Pretty complete hitter from both sides of the plate. This one driven in the gap, right center, hit well. Over into the gap is Jones. He won't get there. And it's up against the fence on a bounce. Rounding third, coming home is Davis. He will score. And the Smokies strike first. A hit by pitch, followed by an RBI double. And it's 1-0 Tennessee in the bottom of the third. Perlaza went with that pitch, driving into the gap in right center field. Once it was picked up by Jones, it was a quick relay home, but Davis, with his speed, was off to the races. And he scores all the way from first. And the Blue Wahoos, if they're going to win tonight, will have to come back from behind once again. Up next, Jake Slaughter. Slaughter flied out to right his first time up. If you're Monteverde, you need to make sure that things don't get out of control. Things don't balloon. First pitch, breaking ball down, smothered by Banfield. Aggressive secondary from Perlaza, but he'll stay at second. All that is to say, for Monteverde, you can withstand single runs allowed. But unless this Blue Wahoos offense suddenly springs to life, if you're going to win, it's probably going to have to be a low-scoring game, and you don't want to give up a crooked number here early. 1-0 coming. Missing outside with a fastball to count 2-0. Slaughter, a regular season batting champion, just by a hair over Troy Johnston. A look towards second. Dangerous 2-0 pitch to Slaughter, and it misses high, 3-0. Bryce Ball, left-handed hitting power threat, is on deck. But a walk here would set up a conventional double play and the more favorable lefty-lefty matchup for Monteverde. So we'll see if Slaughter, perhaps soon named the league's MVP, gets a strike here on 3-0. 3-0 pitch, and it is a strike down the middle, a fastball that Slaughter takes all the way, 3-1. And when I say down the middle, that was right down, but Slaughter had no interest in offering. Next from Monteverde, needs to do it again. 3-1 pitch, a swing and a fly ball right center. This one hit well. Gonzalez, though, back, seems to have it measured, and just shy of the track makes the catch. Back to tag is Perlaza. He'll take third on a deep fly out to right off the bat of Slaughter. Two down. That'll leave it to Bryce Ball. Smokies have taken a 1-0 lead in the third. Big run there at third base in the form of Jonathan Perlaza, and Monteverde will try to retire Ball. Ball almost retired Monteverde with his comeback liner his first time up, deflected off the glove of Monteverde. The glove was right in front of Monteverde's face, and it turned into a 1-6-3 ground out, impressively turned by the shortstop Nunez. First pitch swing off the end of the bat, a fastball is rolled routine to second. Sims fields and throws, and Ball is retired, out number three. The Smokies strike first, but leave a man at third. Perlaza's double makes it 1-0 Tennessee going to the fourth here on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
If you want your ride to look wicked, check out the guys at Alpha Customs of Florida.
Specializing in everything.
From custom tires, rims, leveling and suspension lift systems, to traction bars that'll set your vehicle apart from any other on the road. They have Toyo tires, Nitto Ridge grapplers, American Force wheels. They even carry Black Rhino. Alpha Customs can do it all. So for the ultimate ride, check out Alpha Customs, the best customization shop in town.
6211 Tippett Avenue in Pensacola.
And be the Alpha Owner. Coins, sports cards, and racing collectibles on Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze has one of the largest sports memorabilia collections in the area. You can even buy, sell, or trade your collectible items. They have something for any collection. Coins, jerseys, autographed balls, training cards, matchbox cars, NASCAR diecasts, and so many other pieces of sports memorabilia. Find them on Facebook. Buy, sell, or trade at Coins, Sports Cards, and Racing Collectibles. Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze. The place to go to collect for fun or invest for profits.
Okay, so Denny's has really, really, really good news. Are you ready for it? The new all-day diner deals value menu is here with 10 delicious meals starting at $5.99. You can eat like a dillionaire at Denny's and order that everyday value slam or celebrate the return of the fried cheese melt. It's the new all-day diner deals value menu, and it's here with 10 delicious meals starting at $5.99. See, I told you that was really, really, really good news. This is why Denny's is America's favorite diner.
Hey everybody, this is Colin Hawk of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and you're listening to the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the fourth inning. Blue Wahoos trailing 1-0 to the Tennessee Smokies, needing a win tonight in Game 2 of the Southern League Championship Series to force a winner-take-all Game 3 tomorrow. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Pensacola, beginning with Kobe Fletcher-Vance, who takes a fastball in for a strike from Riley Thompson. Thompson has walked the tightrope, 3 scoreless innings, but the Blue Wahoos 0-for-6 with men in scoring position. Breaking ball low and away, Fletcher Vance tried to hold up, but still went around, and the count is quickly 0-2. Fletcher Vance struck out swinging his first time up. He'll be followed by Davis Bradshaw and Marcus Chu. The 0-2, a swing and a chopper towards third. To his left, Slaughter fields cleanly, throws across, and Fletcher Vance retired for out number one. Davis Bradshaw will bat next. Bradshaw struck out looking his first time up after fouling off a couple tough two-strike pitches. Wahoos have had at least one man on, in fact, one man in scoring position each of the first 3 innings against Thompson. First pitch at the knees. A fastball is in at 95 for a strike, 0-1. Thompson's next. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Bradshaw goes fishing at a fastball beneath the knees this time. The count is now 0-2. on the way from Thompson. And the pitch to Bradshaw is bounced in front of the plate. Easy take for Bradshaw. Breaking ball that was spiked about 3 feet in front of home plate. Thompson back on the rubber with a fresh, unscuffed baseball. 1-2 pitch. Bradshaw takes high this time. Fastball at 94. Between his previous 2 pitches, there's a pitch right down the middle, but now he's missing north and south. Thompson has issued 2 walks, but has thrown a lot of pitches. Next pitch, 2-2. Chopped towards first. Picked up by the bag by Ball, the first baseman. And an easy step to his left. And is right on the bag. And Bradshaw retired 3 unassisted. For the second out of the fourth inning. That'll leave it to Marcus Chu, who hit it sharply his first time up, getting the center fielder Davis turned around on a ball that landed on the warning track and went for a double. If Davis takes a better route, there may be a chance that he makes the play, but credit to Chu for hitting the sharpest ball of the night for any Pensacola batter. First pitch, down the middle, fastball at 95, in for a strike, 0-1. 1-0, Smokies leading as Pensacola bats in the top of the fourth. Thompson winds and delivers. The 0-1, right down the middle again. Fastball this time at 96, and here comes the velocity from Thompson. Feeling his oats now, trying to finish off his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. Chu requests time, steps out and back in. Thompson shakes off his catcher, knows what he wants to throw, and the 0-2 is just fouled out of the mitt of the catcher, Windham. Breaking ball outside, and Chu got a piece off the very end of his bat, knocking it out of the catcher's glove. Thompson back with the next, another 0-2 to Chu. Swing and a sharp grounder to first. Sprawling stop by Ball. Back up on his feet. Flips to Thompson covering. And there is the first 1-2-3 inning of the night for Riley Thompson. 3.5 complete. Here in Tennessee, Smokies leading the Pensacola Blue Wahoos by a score of 1-0 on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
Covenant Care is proud to be part of the Blue Wahoos family. Whatever your health care needs are at home, we have you covered. Whether that's home health, hospice, palliative, or memory care, our all-star teams across Florida and Alabama make sure you have the best care in the league. Covenant Care, providing expert, loving care for any challenge you face. Always by your side, 24/7, 365. Learn more at choosecovenant.org.
You should always want the best, and Florida Panhandle's number one bail bonds agency is Billy Clark Bail Bonds. They offer a rapid intake process where you don't have to go through the booking at all. That's right. They take you over to the jail, and you're in and out in a matter of 45 minutes. Bail Bonds by Billy Clark offers great payment plan options, and they are professional and family-friendly, no matter what time or offense. Billy Clark Bail Bonds will get you out of jail fast, with locations in Milton on Highway 90 and in Pensacola on Pace Boulevard.
Jimmy, the Mercedes is making a strange noise.
Mr. Fix-It!
Did you just tell me to fix it?
No, I said take it to Mr. Fix-It Auto Clinic. They specialize in all the luxury imports and domestic cars. They've got the latest technologies and the equipment to fix our car. And they have the lowest prices in town.
They're on North Palafox, right?
4701 North Palafox in Pensacola. Just north of the Pace Palafox split.
With fully certified technicians and a nationwide warranty on parts and labor, it's Mr. Fix-It Auto Clinic, where one call does it all. 850-741-4274.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Hoeing of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and you're listening to the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
On to the bottom of the fourth inning, moving quickly here in game two of the Southern League Championship Series. Tennessee Smokies leading the Blue Wahoos by a score of 1-0. This is Eric Kramer. Thanks for joining us tonight. We hope that we're still around for you to join us tomorrow. That would mean the Blue Wahoos have come back from an early deficit tonight to force the decisive game three in this best of three Southern League Championship Series. First pitch breaking ball in for a strike to Nelson Maldonado, who doubled high off the wall in left center his first time up. Next pitch cracked his bat, liner right to the first baseman Chu. Chu playing off the line for the righty, and just a step to his right gets him in position to make the play, one down. Smokies have only two hits. They've both been doubles. Maldonado's double in the second, and Jonathan Perlaza's RBI double with one out in the third, just after Zach Davis was hit just barely on the elbow by a pitch the batter prior. Here's Cole Roederer, who flied out to left his first time up. First pitch fouled off on a fastball, the count 0-1. Well, can't ask for much more from Patrick Monteverde. He's given his team a chance tonight, at least so far. Pitching effectively and efficiently. About to throw just his 45th pitch. 44 pitches so far, 31 for strikes. But at some point, the offense needs to come through for this team. 0-1 coming. Aiming for the outside edge and missing on a breaking ball. The count is 1-1. Blue Wahoos in game one. One run on four hits. The one run came in on an error. 1-1, swing and a miss on a hard slider down the count, 1-2. One of the more peculiar stats, the Blue Wahoos had only one outfield flyout in game one, and so far tonight they don't have any outfield flyouts. Strikeouts and groundouts and popouts, that's been it. Swing and a miss at a high fastball here as Roederer chases 90 up above the letters. Fourth strikeout for Monteverde. Two up, two down, and that'll leave it to Chase Strumpf. Strumpf struck out swinging his first time up. Monteverde ready. Shakes off his catcher twice. First pitch on the way to Strumpf. And it's off the end of the bat into center. Back now in is Jones as he reads it. And he drops it. Stayed on his feet. Tried to make a thigh-high catch. And it might have found the inside of his mitt. But it comes out right away. And Strumpf will reach at first on what will likely be ruled an error. Tough to read those line drives, hit right to the center fielder. And for this one, Jones anticipated, perhaps correctly, that it was likely to be off the barrel. Instead, kind of a sickening sound off the end of the bat, and it didn't have the carry. Jones still recovered with his speed to get there. Right now, they've got a hit on the board, and I'm surprised to see that. Let's hope it doesn't matter. Bryce Windham will bat next with Strumpeters and two down. First pitch misses outside on a fastball at 90. The count 1-0. Jones stayed on his feet. He was running full speed, but that's still a play that he'll tell you he should make. Windham a fly out to center his first time up. Monteverdi from the stretch deals the 1-0. And a fastball misses up and in. The count 2-0. Monteverdi's next. Target outside. And the 2-0 pitch. Fastball, outer half in for a called strike. And the count 2-1. Monteverdi, in his final regular season start, went 103 pitches. Just past the half-century mark here. 51 pitches, 35 for strikes. Should be able to go deep in this game if he remains effective. 2-1 pitch, fastball fouled off, and the count is 2-2. And while it is true that it's all hands on deck tonight to get to tomorrow, Blue Wahoo's goal is to win a championship, and if they can somehow win tonight without using any of their top relievers, that will put them in position in a much more favorable way tomorrow for a potential game three. Before the 2-2, a pickoff move to first, back in standing is Strumpf. The Smokies, no doubt, want to end this one tonight. And if they hold a lead, or even if this game is tied late, they may use all their guys to try and lock down a win and a championship. 2-2, fouled back on a high fastball up and in, off the backstop netting. At the very least, the Jones bobble and drop in center has forced Monteverdi to throw a few more pitches here in the fourth. Trying to walk off the mound with the game still 1-0 in favor of Tennessee, and no more than that. Here's the 2-2. A swing and a line drive down the left field line, but turning foul, landing on the slope of the visitor's bullpen mound. Blue Wahoos almost uniformly wearing their long sleeve pullovers down in the bullpen. Scatter out of the way. Yeah, it is getting chilly here. Official scoreboard thermometer reads 64 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's not going to get any warmer for the rest of the evening. 2-2. Fastball misses high. And the count full 3-2 to Windham with Luis Vasquez on deck. In playoff games, you have to take advantage of opportunities, and the Smokies have an opportunity here. The inning has continued when it otherwise should not have. 3-2, runner goes. The pitch popped up. Back of third, Fletcher Vance underneath it. Called off by Nunez, the shortstop, and it's Nunez making the catch on the infield dirt for out number three. Strumpf left aboard, four complete. Here in Tennessee, Smokies leading the Blue Wahoos in Game 2 of the Southern League Championship Series. 1-0 our score on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
Okay, so Denny's has really, really, really good news. Are you ready for it? The new all-day diner deals value menu is here with 10 delicious meals starting at $5.99. You can eat like a dillionaire at Denny's and order that everyday value slam or celebrate the return of the fried cheese melt. It's the new all-day diner deals value menu, and it's here with 10 delicious meals starting at $5.99. See, I told you that was really, really, really good news. This is why Denny's is America's favorite diner.
If you're looking for pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, look to PeteMoore.com, where the Pete Moore Automotive Team combines inventory from three dealerships, offering you a selection of over 300 pre-owned vehicles, including a selection of certified pre-owned models. With an online inventory available 24 hours a day, PeteMoore.com is where you need to shop for your next pre-owned vehicle. The Pete Moore Automotive Team on New Warrington Road, just 3 miles up the street from NAS Pensacola. PeteMoore.com.
If you want your ride to look wicked, check out the guys at Alpha Customs of Florida.
Specializing in everything.
From custom tires, rims,
leveling and suspension lift systems,
to traction bars that'll set your vehicle apart from any other on the road.
They have Toyo tires,
Nitto Ridge grapplers,
American Force wheels.
They even carry Black Rhino.
Alpha Customs can do it all.
So for the ultimate ride,
check out Alpha Customs, the best customization shop in town.
6211 Tippett Avenue in Pensacola.
And be the Alpha owner.
Hey everybody, this is Bubba Hollins of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and you're listening to the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the fifth inning. It is 1-0 Tennessee leading the Pensacola Blue Wahoos here in game two of the best of three Southern League Championship Series. Smokies won on the road on Sunday in Pensacola, and they need just one more win here in front of their hometown fans to win the Southern League Championship. Blue Wahoos, no strangers to playing with their backs against the wall. They fell behind 1-0 in the division series before winning games 2 and 3 over Montgomery. Need to get the bats going. It'll be 8-9-1 due up for the Wahoos, beginning with Thomas Jones, who swings and misses at a first pitch fastball inside from Riley Thompson. Thompson, so far, 4 scoreless innings. Blue Wahoos have had their chances, but are 0-for-6 with men in scoring position after going 0-for-8 with men in scoring position in game 1. Breaking ball misses inside. Jones looked to offer himself up at it, but it curved back and away from his body. The count is 1-1. Next from the righty, Thompson. The pitch. Breaking ball misses just outside, 2-1. Thompson has retired 6 straight, hasn't allowed a hit since the Chu double in the second. But he has had some deep counts. This will be his 78th pitch of the night. And it's a fastball, outer half at the belt, in for a called strike, 2-2. Jones, Sims, then Nunez. In the Pensacola fifth. Two, breaking ball low and away. Windham smothers, but no swing from Jones, so no matter. 3-2 the count. Blue Wahoos got a leadoff walk in the third from one of their speedy players. I see Nunez stole second, got to third, but was stranded there. We'll see if Jones can find his way aboard. 3-2 payoff from Thompson. And the pitch. Fastball, outer half, called third strike. Jones dropped his bat, couldn't believe it. 7th strikeout for Thompson. Pitch looked to be right there. Jones tried to sell it, but home plate umpire Dexter Kelly, pretty good balls and strikes up, wasn't fooled.
Second baseman, Demetrius Sims.
Demetrius Sims will bat next. Sims struck out swinging his first time up. First pitch, taken outside on a breaking ball, 1-0. Lone run of the game came on a Smokies double in the third off the bat of Jonathan Perlaza. Check swing on a breaking ball. It's in for a strike at the knees. The count 1-1. I believe that was on the pitch, not the swing, because Sims, though he started his swing, looked to check well shy of offering at the pitch. Ball and a strike, 1-1. Swing and a miss. This time a full swing. He commits and chases a breaking ball down beneath the knees, 1-2. Thompson starting to find a groove. There's a lefty getting loose in the Smokies' pen. They would like to get Thompson through 5. If so, it would be his 2nd time working 5 scoreless innings against the Blue Wahoos in the month of September. Regular season back on September 8th. Fastball misses wide, and the count 2-2 to Sims. Though, we will remind you, we said it earlier in the broadcast, Blue Wahoos came back to win that game 11-6 as the Smokies' bullpen imploded. 2-2, breaking ball low and away, 3-2, another deep count from Thompson. Once again, a speedy base runner at the plate trying to find his way aboard. Nassim Nunez at the top of the order waiting on deck. Three-two payoff. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 95 at the knees inside. Eighth strikeout for Thompson. Two up, two down on the fifth. Nassim Nunez will bat next. Nunez 0 for 1, tapped out to first to begin the ball game, then drew a leadoff walk in the third, stole second, got to third base, but was stranded there. Blue Wahoos bats need someone to step up here. Nunez followed by Banfield. Maybe that's the magic combination. First pitch, Nunez. Big swing and a miss on a fastball out half at 96 and the count 0-1. Can't blame Nunez for trying to do it all himself. He did hit a home run last week in game two of the division series. 0-1, taken low on a breaking ball to count 1-1. Blue Wahoos playing in their franchise's first ever Southern League Championship Series. Won a co-championship in 2017, sharing the title with Chattanooga as Hurricane Irma canceled the championship. 1-1, swing and a foul at the plate, the count 1-2. The Wahoos have never faced the Smokies in the playoffs. Smokies got to the playoffs by riding a strong offense, but so far in the playoffs, it's been the pitching that has led the way. 1-2 to Nunez. Fastball misses high. 2-2. It has not been a banner year for the Cubs organization in the majors or the minors. Chance here for Thompson. There's a 2-2 pitch. Lifted in the air to center. Routine for Davis if he can see it. And he makes the catch. 1-2-3 fifth, Riley Thompson, perhaps done for the night, does his job and then some. 5 scoreless, and halfway home in this ballgame, it's 1-0 Tennessee on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
If you're looking to spruce up your backyard, go to Pinch a Penny Pool, Patio, and Spa. They have several brands of outdoor furniture, like aluminum Tropitone and Berlin Gardens, Adirondack style, with 15 to 20 year warranties, Napoleon gas, Green Mountain pellet grills, and Big Green eggs, liner replacement, resurfacing, pumps, filters, automation solutions, heaters, salt chlorinators, pool lighting, backyard renovations, and even outdoor kitchens. Stop by today. Pinch a Penny, on the corner of 9th and Olive, and online at pinchapenny.com.
Imagine you or a loved one was seriously ill and had one wish to create a magical memory. Covenant Care's My Wish program grants special wishes to seriously ill children, adults, and their families. We've granted over 2,400 wishes in our communities of Northwest Florida and Alabama and celebrated with parties, Batman movies, flyovers, and more. Help us reach our goal of granting 1,200 wishes this year. Visit us at mywish.org and you too can grant memories that last a lifetime.
Coins, sports cards, and racing collectibles on Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze has one of the largest sports memorabilia collections in the area. You can even buy, sell, or trade your collectible items. They have something for any collection. Coins, jerseys, autographed balls, trading cards, matchbox cars, NASCAR diecast, and so many other pieces of sports memorabilia. Find them on Facebook. Buy, sell, or trade at Coins, Sports Cards, and Racing Collectibles, Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze. The place to go to collect for fun or invest for profits.
Hey everybody, this is Troy Johnston of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and you're listening to the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0. Smokies leading the Blue Wahoos in game two of the best of three Southern League Championship Series. This is Eric Bramer. Thanks for joining us tonight. Patrick Monteverde has done his part. One run allowed over four good innings, only three hits and four strikeouts. But so far, it's the Smokies in front by a run as 8-9-1 are due up for Tennessee against the Pensacola lefty. First pitch on the way, Luis Vasquez, a push bunt up to first, fielded on a hop by Chu, and he will beat Vasquez to the bag for a quick first down. Can't fault the thought process there with a lefty on the mound. Right side of the infield would have been a little more open, but Vasquez bunted it far too firmly, and it was picked up on a bounce by Chu, almost like a ground out. And it's a three unassisted putout for out number one in the fifth. Zach Davis will bat next. Davis was hit by a pitch on a pitch that was almost a strike his first time up, and then scored from first using his legs to come home on Jonathan Perlaza's RBI double for the only run so far of the game. Cody Mincy beginning to loosen in the Pensacola pen. First pitch, outer half, a breaking ball in for a called strike. It's 0-1. Mincy, a starter almost all season long, has not yet appeared in the playoffs. Pensacola trying to get what they can out of him and maybe keep this game within range. Off-speed pitch misses low and away. Swing and a miss, and the count is 0-2. Time called to Davis. O2 on the way for Monteverdi, and the pitch, breaking ball down, 1-2. Mincy, if he does get in this game, would be making his first appearance since September 17th at home against Biloxi when he started. That was 10 days ago. He allowed 3 runs in 6 innings, taking the loss. 1-2, swing and a miss, high fastball. Monteverdi fans his 5th of the night. 2-up, 2-down in the 5th inning. And that'll leave it to Jonathan Perlaza. Perlaza responsible for the only run of the game so far with one out and Davis at first in the third. He blasted a deep fly ball to right center. It landed on the warning track and bounced up against the fence for an RBI double. That's where we stand right now. 1-0 Smokies in the home fifth. First pitch, low to the backstop through the five hole of the catcher Banfield, 1-0. Only 5 hits total in this game. 2 for Pensacola, 3 for Tennessee. Monteverdi ready. 1-0 coming. Breaking ball misses high, and it's 2-0. Monteverdi has thrown only 63 pitches, 43 for strikes. Would be a shame if this sterling pitching effort were wasted in a loss. 2-0, swing and a miss. Came back with a fastball to Perlaza. Knee high on the outer half, and Perlaza tried to double the lead, but came up empty, 2-1. Coming, and the pitch. Perlaza takes a breaking ball down, 3-1, with Slaughter on deck. Slaughter has been kept quiet tonight with 2 flyouts to right, one of them deeper than the other. That is not a guy you want to give an extra opportunity to unnecessarily. Here comes the 3-1 pitch, and Perlaza takes just above the letters. Off-speed pitch, and it's 4. For Monteverdi, it's his first walk of the night. It'll bring up Slaughter. Will it bring out Pensacola manager Kevin Randall? Apparently not. Monteverdi, with such a low pitch count, will be given every opportunity to complete 5 on his own. Mincy may be used as a long relief guy. As long as he pitches effectively, he is capable of doing that, and that would potentially save some relievers for tomorrow, when once again all hands would be on deck. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. Slaughter, a mighty rip on first offering. Guessed fastball and was way early. 0-1. Monteverdi left arm swinging. Keep an eye on Perlaza at first. He runs well. He stays put. 0-1 pitch. Misses high. Slaughter flinches. Thinks about swinging, but takes a fastball high, 1-1. Next from Monteverdi. The 1-1. Slaughter swings and misses. Elevated off speed, and Slaughter, with a hangdog look, knows he missed a good pitch to hit. It might have been a breaking ball that never really broke, just a spinner that crossed about at the belt. Count is now 1-2. Monteverdi trying to finish off a scoreless fifth inning. But before the pitch, a pickoff move to first, back in standing Perlaza. Lefty continuing to throw for the Smokies. There are, by my count, three relievers left-handed in the Smokies pen. Two we saw on Sunday. The one we did not was Dalton Stambaugh. 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Changeup got him, and Slaughter strikes out to end the fifth inning. Good pitching performance tonight from Monteverde in the event that it comes to a close. A job well done to him, but the Blue Wahoos need some runs. We go to the sixth in game two of the championship series. Tennessee leading 1-0 on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
Okay, so Denny's has really, really, really good news. Are you ready for it? The new all-day diner deals value menu is here with 10 delicious meals starting at $5.99. You can eat like a dillionaire at Denny's and order that everyday value slam or celebrate the return of the fried cheese melt. It's the new all-day diner deals value menu, and it's here with 10 delicious meals starting at $5.99. See, I told you that was really, really, really good news. This is why Denny's is America's favorite diner.
If you're looking for pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, look to PeteMoore.com, where the PeteMoore Automotive Team combines inventory from three dealerships, offering you a selection of over 300 pre-owned vehicles, including a selection of certified pre-owned models. With an online inventory available 24 hours a day, PeteMoore.com is where you need to shop for your next pre-owned vehicle. The PeteMoore Automotive Team on New Warrington Road, just 3 miles up the street from NAS Pensacola. PeteMoore.com.
Jimmy, the Mercedes is making a strange noise.
Mr. Fix-It!
Did you just tell me to fix it?
No, I said take it to Mr. Fix-It Auto Clinic. They specialize in all the luxury imports and domestic cars. They've got the latest technologies and the equipment to fix our car. And they have the lowest prices in town.
They're on North Palafox, right?
4701 North Palafox in Pensacola. Just north of the Pace Palafox split.
With fully certified technicians and a nationwide warranty on parts and labor, it's Mr. Fix-It Auto Clinic, where one call does it all. 850-741-4274.
Hey everybody, this is Thomas Jones of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and you're listening to the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
On to the top of the sixth inning in game two of the Southern League Championship Series. Blue Wahoos trailing the Smokies 1-0, needing a comeback to force game three tomorrow and keep their season alive. It'll be 2-3-4 due up for the Wahoos, Banfield, Gonzalez, and Conine against Dalton Stambaugh, first reliever in the game for the Smokies. Riley Thompson in line for the win, 5 scoreless, 2 hits, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts. He threw 91 pitches, but worked out of trouble in the first 3 innings and finished retiring 9 in a row. Will Banfield, the first man up to face the lefty Stambaugh, and he takes a breaking pitch inside ball 1. Stambaugh in the regular season, 7 wins, 2 losses, an ERA of 6.19. He did make 5 starts, including 1 against Pensacola in September. 1-0 pitch is blasted to the gap left center. It won't be caught. It's down for a hit, and it's up against the wall. Extra bases for Banfield, into second standing with a leadoff double. Maybe that's the spark the Blue Wahoos were looking for. A leadoff two-bagger from their catcher, putting the tying run in scoring position for Gonzalez and Conine due up next. But this here is why we see Stambaugh, the lefty. Back-to-back lefties batting 3-4 in the Blue Wahoos lineup will have their hands full to get that run home from second. Stambaugh against Pensacola on September 9th. Allowed 5 runs on 8 hits and 4 and a third innings. First pitch on the way, swing and a miss, and a breaking ball low and away. And the count is 0-1. Stambaugh came up big in a similar role to this a week ago tonight in game 2. Rather, game 1 of the division series against Rocket City. Breaking ball low and away, taken in the count 1-1. Against the Trash Pandas, 3 scoreless innings, 2 hits, and 6 strikeouts. One one on the way from Stambaugh, and the pitch, fastball, outside edge for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Gonzalez shakes his head side to side in disapproval. Banfield steps off his lead at second. The 1-2. Breaking ball low and away, an easy pitch to take for Gonzalez. Intended as a chase, but it was a ball out of the hand. The count 2-2. Hits are now even at 3 apiece. Blue Wahoo's got a one-out double from 2 in the second, but back-to-back strikeout snuffed out that rally. Here comes the 2-2 to Gonzalez. A swing and a pop-up near home plate, foul, headed back our way, and that's out of play, out of the roof. Back down below to some fans just beneath us. It is, of course, easier said than done, especially with a tough lefty on the mound, but Gonzalez wants to make sure that the worst-case scenario at the end of this at-bat has Banfield standing at third. Need a productive out here. Of course, he'd prefer a hit. 2-2 again, and the pitch. Gonzalez takes a fastball up and away. The count is full. First base open. Griffin Conine on deck. Gonzalez a single in the first, and a tapper to first in the third. Blue Wahoos, frankly, would take either one of those right now. 3-2 payoff, and a swing and a pop-up near second. Drifting in near the mound, it's actually the catcher, Windham, who makes a fair ball catch. And Gonzalez retired on a pop-out. Banfield stuck at second, one down. Up next, Griffin Conine. Popped up on the middle of the infield, and it was the catcher, Windham, coming out into fair territory to make the catch. Now Conine, who drew a walk in the first and struck out swinging in the third. No throwing right now in the Pensacola pen. We'll take that to mean that Mincy is loose and ready to go for the sixth. First pitch to Conine. And it's through the knees of Windham, the catcher, and on to third goes Banfield. A breaking ball, perhaps a cross-up. Windham caught it awkwardly. In fact, he didn't catch it at all, and it got through the five-hole. Banfield to third base, and now the Smokies infield will be forced to play in with a 1-0 count to Conine. I'd expect that to be a wild pitch, though between the knees, inside the frame of the catcher, that's a pitch that you'd like to see the catcher block. 1-0 coming to Conine. Taken outside on a breaking ball, it's 2-0. And in fact, they did rule it a pass ball. They get the replay next door that I'm not looking at. 2-0 to Conine. Blue Wahoos trailing 1-0 in the sixth, looking for their first big hit of this series. 2-0. Conine takes outside, 3-0. Crowd getting restless here. But remember, a walk would set up a double play opportunity with Kobe Fletcher Vance due up next. And the Smokies infield would not have to play all the way in if they didn't want to. We'll see if Conine gets the green light on 3-0. Target is outside. 3-0 pitch. Sharply hit on the ground to short. Vasquez fields. Runner freezes. Throw to first in time, and Conine retired out number two. Contact play was not on with one down. And Vasquez, with a deft pickup, able to scooch over to his right, pick it up and throw to first to retire Conine. Really nice play on a sharply hit grounder from Conine, who did get the green light on 3-0. Out comes the manager, Michael Ryan, and having faced three batters, the lefty Stambaugh departs. We'll have a righty set to face Kobe Fletcher Vance. Blue Wahoos trying to tie this game with a man at third and two down in the sixth, trailing 1-0 on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
Season ticket plans and group outings are now available for the 2023 Pensacola Blue Wahoos season. Season ticket members enjoy discounts, exclusive access to team events, and the ability to easily resell and transfer your tickets. And with a wide selection of party decks available, group outings are a great way for coworkers, team members, and organizations to enjoy an exciting night of baseball entertainment. For more information, stop by the Blue Wahoos Stadium ticket office or visit bluewahoos.com.
Your baby's brain is a work in progress, and you are the person who can influence it the most. This is Quint Studer of the Studer Community Institute. Positive loving interaction with a parent is the food that your baby's brain uses to grow to be healthy, sharp, and ready to learn. 85% of the brain develops by age 3. The more words a baby hears in that time, the better prepared for school and life he or she will be. How can you help? Here's some advice from Dr. Dana Suskin, the founder of 30 Million Words Initiative at the University of Chicago. Talk more. Talk about what you do. Talk about what you are doing when your baby is there. When you change a diaper, when you wash dishes, when you do anything, talk about it with your child. Babies are always listening. Research from Dr. Dana Suskin and others shows the more words a child hears, the better they will do at school and in life.
Be the bulb for your child. Learn more about the importance of early education at studeri.org. That's studeri.org.
Hey, everybody. This is Kevin Randall of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and you're listening to the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
1-0 Smokies leading. Blue Wahoos threatening in the top of the sixth inning. They've got two down. And Will Banfield at third, trying to cash in a leadoff double. Yet another opportunity that the Blue Wahoos would hate to see fall by the wayside. Michael McAveen on the mound making his double-A debut. First pitch, Kobe Fletcher Vance, line drive left, a base hit. Banfield scores. The Blue Wahoos have tied this game 1-1 in the sixth. Kobe Fletcher Vance wastes no time greeting Michael McAveen, saying welcome to the Southern League. An RBI single to left, it's 1-1. Pensacola's first hit with a man in scoring position in the championship series so far. It snaps an 0-for-16 skid. And now Davis Bradshaw will bat. Fletcher Vance comes up huge. Bradshaw 0-for-2, strikeout, and a grounder to first. Check swing on a fastball inside. Bradshaw kept his hands back and didn't offer 1-0. Mincy back up and throwing. Looks like he'll get the bottom of the sixth. That run charged to Dalton Stambaugh because he surrendered the leadoff double to Banfield. 1-0 pitch, serve foul, third base side out of play. We'll see if it's earned or not. There was, remember, that passed ball that allowed Banfield to move from second to third. I think with two down, that is a base hit that scores him anyway. But that's not my call. 1-1 the count from McAveen to Bradshaw. And the pitch. Bradshaw takes down and in. Near the ankles, a fastball at 94 buzzes in for ball two. McAveen made his season debut in June, pitching for High A South Bend in the Cubs system. Promoted for the divisional round, did not appear against Rocket City, but in the game here, in a crucial situation. Fastball, outer half, a called strike in the count, 2-2. McAveen, an Indianapolis native, third-round selection out of Louisville in the 2019 draft, where he was teammates with tonight's starting pitcher, Riley Thompson. 2-2 on the way to Bradshaw. Served left side and out of the reach of the shortstop, Vasquez into left. Soft line drive, Vasquez had time to get three steps to his right and take a full leap, but he came up just shy. And an opposite field single for Bradshaw puts first and second with two down for Marcus Chu. Chu 1-for-2 with a booming double to right center field his first time up, then a ground out to first to end the fourth inning. Blue Wahoos now out hitting the Smokies 5-3. Looking for another big hit here from their right-handed hitting first baseman. McAveen with the first pitch. Here it comes. Chu swings and misses. Got a hard slider outside the count, 0-1. McAveen missed almost all of last year, rehabbing from Tommy John surgery. And again, did not pitch on a game mound this year until June. 0-1 coming. Chu takes a breaking ball inside. Chu almost offered his elbow at it, but no contact made. 1-1. Fletcher Vance at second, Bradshaw at first. Three hits and the first run of the night for the Blue Wahoos here in the sixth inning. 1-1 coming. Chu check swing foul. Did that hit his bat or his hand? And it hit his hand! Dexter Kelly. No, Dexter Kelly never made the signal. He put his hands up. saying foul ball. Marcus Chu thought that meant you're welcome to go to first. Chu never really left the box, so we'll assume that justice prevails there. That ball hit the bat, and it was a foul ball. Chu saw the home plate umpire put his hands up to indicate foul ball and thought that he was going to gesture him to first. But instead, the count 1-2. Crowd told the story on that. Stunned and briefly disgusted at that call. Or rather, that lack of a call. And now time called. Fletcher Vance, smart base runner at second. Same can be said of Bradshaw at first. Hoping to turn on the Jets here if Chu can get a hit. 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball tapped weakly. Third base side. Going to be a tough play. McAveen picks it up. Bobbles doesn't have a play. Everyone reaches. It should be an infield single for Marcus Chu, and the bases are loaded with two down for Thomas Jones. So McAveen making his first double-A appearance on his first pitch allows a sharp RBI single. In his second at-bat allows a soft single. And now in the third at-bat gets Chu to two strikes, but then issues a little nubber that he's unable to field. And now out quickly comes the Smokies pitching coach, Jamie Vermilia. Bases full of Blue Wahoos here in the sixth inning, with Thomas Jones due up next. And as this mound conference ensues, we need to tell you that this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. The accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Had a chance to talk with Shirley prior to today's game. Shirley is listening tonight, as she always does, and I believe, in so many words, she predicted a Blue Wahoos win because she, like me, not ready for this season to end, hoping that the Blue Wahoos can win tonight and force a winner-take-all Game 3 in the championship series tomorrow night. Big opportunity here for Thomas Jones. 3 2-out singles have tied the game and loaded the bases for Jones, who is 0-for-2 with two strikeouts looking in tonight's game. Happy to get a different look after struggling against the starter Thompson. First pitch backs away from a breaking ball that misses just inside, just high somewhere. Look good from here, but the Blue Wahoos will take it. It's ball one. Fletcher Vance at third, Bradshaw at second, Chu at first. McAveen ready. 1-0 to Jones, low and away. And a glove save and a beauty by Windham to keep that around home plate. Fletcher Vance, an aggressive leadoff of third, waiting for a pitch in the dirt. We saw a passed ball from Windham indirectly contribute to the run earlier in this inning. 2-0 on the way to Jones, and the pitch, breaking ball hit sharply foul down the third baseline. Jones was just early, waiting 2-0 perhaps for a fastball, put a good swing on a breaking pitch in the zone, but was early and sent it down the line, where the Blue Wahoos bullpen is standing at attention. 2-1, now the count to Thomas Jones. McAveen ready. Here comes the 2-1. Breaking ball low and away, and it's 3-1. No place to put him. Demetrius Sims on deck. McAveen has faced three batters in his double-A career and hasn't retired any of them. 3-1 on the way from the righty. Here's the pitch. Jones takes outside, ball four. A bases-loaded walk forces in a run, and the Blue Wahoos take their first lead of the series. It's a 2-1 Blue Wahoos lead in the top of the sixth. Jones goes to first. He gets credit for an RBI. Chu gets pushed to second. Bradshaw to third, and Fletcher Vance scores. And now Demetrius Sims with a righty loosening quickly for the Smokies in the pen. They had hoped to get the final out for McAveen. He entered with the Smokies in front 1-0. Now it's a 2-1 Pensacola edge. Sims at the plate. First pitch on the way, low and away, and not close. A fastball at 94. Ankle high outside the count 1-0. And the crowd getting a bit restless here at Smokies Stadium. Sims 0 for 2, two swinging strikeouts out of the nine spots so far tonight. McAveen with the 1-0. Sims takes a fastball outer half in for a strike and a Bronx cheer from the hometown crowd. In the inning, two runs on four hits and a walk, putting Pensacola ahead 2-1. Bases still loaded, the 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, chop towards third, tough hop, glove slaughter, throws across the diamond, on a hop, and it's underneath the glove of ball, into foul territory. Bradshaw scores, two scores, into third is Jones, and that ball left the field of play. It is apparently lodged in the camera well, so two runs will score, no more than that, but it's still a huge turn, and the Blue Wahoos now take a 4-1 lead. Slaughter had to back up behind the bag for the second hop, and it was not a bad throw across the diamond, but Ball, the big first baseman, couldn't reach down and scoop it. And it turns into a four-run nightmare here in the sixth for the Smokies. Manager Michael Ryan comes out, and he will have to make another pitching change. Blue Wahoos up 4-1 in the sixth, still two men in scoring position, lineup about to turn over. We'll be back after this on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
These are the sounds of a dinner. But not just any dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. Because without food, it can't. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations to the COVID-19 Relief Fund are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Your help is needed now more than ever, and every dollar makes a difference. That's feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. On behalf of Feeding America and families nationwide, thank you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Season ticket plans and group outings are now available for the 2023 Pensacola Blue Wahoos season. Season ticket members enjoy discounts, exclusive access to team events, and the ability to easily resell and transfer your tickets. And with a wide selection of party decks available, group outings are a great way for coworkers, team members, and organizations to enjoy an exciting night of baseball entertainment. For more information, stop by the Blue Wahoos Stadium ticket office or visit BlueWahoos.com.
Hey everybody, this is Scott Siebel of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and you are listening to the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
In the top of the sixth inning, the Blue Wahoos have scored four runs, all of them with two outs. And the ninth man to bat, Nassim Nunez, will step to the plate with second and third, and his team suddenly in front of the Smokies by a score of 4-1. Hunter Biggie takes over on the mound for Michael McAveen. McAveen's AA debut did not go well. He faced five batters, didn't retire any of them. And the first pitch is low and in. Nice dig by the catcher Windham on ball one to Nunez. Switch hitter batting lefty against the righty Biggie. Nunez today 0 for 2, drew a walk, stole a base, but was left aboard in the third. Jones at third, Sims at second. Sims got credit for an RBI single plus a throwing error on the third baseman Slaughter on that final play that brought home two more for the Wahoos. 1-0 coming. Nunez takes low on a fastball at 93. And the count 2-0. Will Banfield began this inning with a line drive double to left center. He's on deck hoping for another chance. 2-0, Nunez takes low, 3-0. A walk would fill the bases for Banfield. Hunter Biggie in the regular season made 12 appearances all in relief and pitched to an ERA of 6.32. 14 walks in 15 and two-thirds innings. And he issues a four-pitch walk to the first man he faces here, Nunez, who takes a fastball beneath the shins. Bases reloaded for Pensacola, and now Banfield. Great speed on the bases as well, with the exception of maybe J.D. Orr on the bench right now as a bench option in this game. We've got the three fastest base runners on the bases. Jones at third, Sims at second, Nunez at first. And in steps Banfield, a chance to really give the Blue Wahoos some breathing room. First pitch misses low. He's probably not going to swing until he sees a strike. This one, a fastball, misses low, and the count 1-0. Five straight out of the zone from Biggie. Biggie did strike out 23 batters in 15 and two-thirds innings in the regular season, but those 14 walks and two hit batsmen loom large here. 1-0 coming. Banfield takes low and away. It kicks away from Winda, but not far enough, especially with the momentum in Pensacola's favor. They'll give Biggie plenty of slack here. The count is 2-0. That breaking ball wasn't close to the zone. Out comes the catcher, Windham, to have a chat and try and get Biggie back in the zone. And as they do, we step away 10 seconds for station ID.
You're listening to ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. All sports, all the time. WEBY, Milton, Pensacola.
In the top of the sixth inning, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos have scored four runs to take a 4-1 lead over the Smokies in Game 2 of the Best of Three Southern League Championship Series. Hunter Biggie has come on, issued a walk on four pitches to Nassim Nunez, and it's gone 2-0 now to Will Banfield with the bases loaded. The righty's 2-0 pitch. A swing and a line drive left field, base hit. Jones will score. Sims coming home. Here's the throw. It's cut off, and it's a two-run single for Will Banfield, his second hit of the inning, and it's suddenly 6-1 Pensacola. Windham made a mound visit, telling Biggie, in all likelihood, hey, just throw it down the middle. They're waiting for you to throw a strike. But Banfield was ready, and he turned on it, a line drive single to left. A six-run inning. And now Narel Gonzalez. Banfield at first, Nunez stayed at second. Smart base running under the radar by Nunez as he stayed at second. And as the throw was cut off, the whole intent was to maybe catch Nunez napping. Gonzalez 1-for-3, a single, a ground out, and earlier this inning, a pop out to the catcher in fair territory. First pitch, breaking ball inside edge for a called strike. It's 0-1. Six runs now on eight hits for the Wahoos, leading five runs, 6-1 over the Smokies. Next pitch, breaking ball chopped foul to the backstop. It's 0-2. Cody Mincy continuing to throw. Looks like he'll take over, and he has the ability to give you some length. And if the Blue Wahoos can keep this game at a healthy margin, maybe they can win tonight while keeping the rest of their bullpen fresh for a potential game three tomorrow. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. 0-2 on the way from Biggie to Gonzalez. And the pitch, a swing and a line drive foul. Third base side out of play. Biggie, the third reliever of the inning for the Smokies. Dalton Stambaugh started it. Michael McAveen faced five batters, didn't get an out. And now Biggie. 0-2 again to Gonzalez. Breaking ball hit sharply past the first baseman. Ball into right. Rounding third. Coming home, Nunez. Throw comes into second. It's an RBI single for Narel Gonzalez. And it's a 7-run Pensacola inning. A 7-1 lead in the sixth. Banfield flying first to third on the play. That'll bring in Griffin Conine. Well, Biggie has been little better. He's faced three men. Hasn't retired any of them. Conine steps in 0-for-2. A walk, a strikeout, and earlier in the inning, a sharp grounder to short. First pitch misses outside on a fastball, and it's 1-0. The Blue Wahoos had two outs and a man at third in this inning, trailing 1-0, and it's now a 7-1 lead. One oh coming. Conine takes on the outer half. An off-speed pitch for a called strike, 1-1. Well, how about this, folks? Your Pensacola Blue Wahoos have some fight left in them after all. Just as they did after losing game one in the division series to come back. They've put together a good performance here in the back half of game two. Swinging a foul at the plate, the count 1-2. In game two of the division series, the Blue Wahoos bats didn't really wake up until the sixth inning. They trailed 5-0 to Montgomery going to the sixth inning before they scored the final six unanswered. 1-2 to Conine, breaking ball down and in. It's 2-2. Conine, the 12th man to bat in this inning. Eight straight have reached. Conine, the last man to be retired. 2-2, swing and a miss. He chases a hard slider down and in. That'll do it for the Wahoos, but what a sixth inning it is. They score seven runs, and they take a commanding 7-1 lead to the bottom of the sixth here in Tennessee in Game 2 of the Southern League Championship Series on ESPN Pensacola.
Groundbreaking orthopedic care for hip and knee replacements at Andrews Institute is more than national recognition for safety and quality. It's more than helping you gain greater mobility with less pain. It's all that and more. Visit AndrewsInstitute.com to learn more or schedule an appointment.
Right now, we all feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone, the isolation can be overwhelming. Connect with an older loved one and have the conversation of a lifetime at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Covenant Care is proud to be part of the Blue Wahoos family. Whatever your health care needs are at home, we have you covered. Whether that's home health, hospice, palliative, or memory care, our all-star teams across Florida and Alabama make sure you have the best care in the league. Covenant Care, providing expert, loving care for any challenge you face. Always by your side, 24/7, 365. Learn more at choosecovenant.org.
Coins, sports cards, and racing collectibles on Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze has one of the largest sports memorabilia collections in the area. You can even buy, sell, or trade your collectible items. They have something for any collection. Coins, jerseys, autographed balls, trading cards, matchbox cars, NASCAR diecast, and so many other pieces of sports memorabilia. Find them on Facebook. Buy, sell, or trade at Coins, Sports Cards, and Racing Collectibles, Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze. The place to go to collect for fun or invest for profits.
Hey everybody, this is Zach LeBan of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and you're listening to the Blue Wahoos Baseball Hour.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and this game suddenly has a very different tenor to it. A seven-hit, seven-run sixth inning for the Blue Wahoos has given them a 7-1 lead, and they will turn it over to their bullpen. Cody Mincy, capable of long relief after spending much of the season as a starter, will take over for Patrick Monteverdi, facing 3, 4, and 5. Monteverdi leaves in line for the win. One run on three hits over five good innings for the lefty. He threw only 70 pitches. And now Mincy facing Bryce Ball, 0-2 in today's game. First pitch, breaking ball misses inside, ball one. Mincy on a game mound for the first time in 10 days. Got the start in the final week of the regular season against Biloxi, allowing three runs over six innings and a loss to the Shuckers. Fastball outer half is in for a strike. It's 1-1. It's mainly a cutter slider mix. Very rarely throws a straight fastball. 1-1 on the way. A swing and a chopper foul up the first base side. The count 1-2. Mincy also took a loss against the Smokies here in Tennessee on September 10th. He allowed 5 runs on 8 hits and 5 innings, including 2 home runs. But he's got a little bit of wiggle room here, now pitching with a 6-run lead with 12 outs to get. Breaking ball down and in, that hard slider. It's taken for a ball. It's 2-2. Mincy set at the belts. 2-2 coming. Breaking ball, flipped foul over the screen, out of play behind home plate. Cody Mincy, 30 years old, out of Hartsville, South Carolina. 19 appearances, 17 starts for the Wahoos in the regular season. Brief stay up with AAA Jacksonville. 4 starts for the Jumbo Shrimp. 2-2. Fouled off. Third base side again, out of play. And we'll do it again. Blue Wahoos would like to save Chandler Joswak and Sean Reynolds for a potential game three. 2-2, misses down and in with a fastball to count full. 3-2, Nelson Maldonado on deck. Ideally, you'd also probably like to save Robinson Martinez, who pitched effectively in game one in Pensacola on Sunday. 2-2, line drive, caught by the first baseman Chu. Soft line drive, and Chu had time to get his springs loaded in his shoes and hop up to make the play down the first base line. One down. Nelson Maldonado, that next. Maldonado, 1-for-2, narrowly missed a home run, banging a double high off the wall in left center field back in the second, and then lined out to the first baseman in the fourth. First pitch, breaking ball misses low and away, the count 1-0. Mincy ready. 1-0 coming. Maldonado, a chopper towards short. Fielding is Nunez. Routine play for him. Throw is on target across to first. And Maldonado retired. Two quick outs here in the sixth inning. Cole Roederer will bat next.
The fielder, Cole Roederer.
A little post-mortem on the top of the sixth inning. Looks like Biggie will go back out to begin the seventh inning, but one of those runs was charged to him as he got the final out. McAveen did not retire a batter and is charged with five runs, all of them earned. First pitch misses outside, ball one to Roederer, 0-for-2 with a fly out to left and a strikeout swinging for the left-handed hitting left fielder. Mincy ready, 1-0 pitch, missing inside, back foot slider literally, and Roederer moves his back foot out of the way to avoid being hit. I'm curious to see how much fight the Smokies put up here. Of course, everyone involved in this game is a professional. Pitch misses outside, 3-0. Chase Strumpf on deck. But you can't tell me the Smokies feel a little bit different now. Don't feel a little bit different now. Trailing 7-1 than they did leading 1-0 just moments ago. Four-pitch walk. Fastball misses up and away. And it's a two-out free pass to Roederer. That'll get Strumpf to the plate. Mincy allowed a two-run home run to Strumpf back on September 10th. The other home run that he allowed was to Miguel Amaya, who is now on the injured list. He is the subject of our select physical therapy injury report. Swing and a miss on a high breaking ball to count 0-1. Amaya, when he was active on the roster with the Smokies in early September, was their top-ranked position player prospect, but not a factor in the playoffs. Visit selectphysicaltherapy.com today to book an appointment and get back to what you love. 0-1, and a fastball misses low beneath the knees, 1-1. Roederer at first. Smokies trying to answer back with at least something after surrendering the lead and seven runs in the top of the sixth. That's now a 7-1 Pensacola advantage. Next pitch, breaking ball over the heart of the plate, swung on and missed by Strumpf, the count 1-2. Not sure you want to throw too many more pitches right there if you're Cody Mincy. But he's one good pitch away from working a scoreless, hitless bottom of the sixth. 1-2. Missing wide. Looked to be the cutter there. And the count 2-2. How many innings can you ask out of Mincy? Could you ask him to go the final four if necessary? 2-2. Breaking ball low. 3-2. With Bryce Windham on deck. Other relievers that we haven't seen any of in the playoffs. Andrew McInvale. Tyler Mitzel. Brady Puckett. 3-2 payoff for Mincy. Runner goes, here it is, and it's in there for a called third strike. Breaking ball just catches the outside corner on its way out of the zone. Mincy hops quickly off the mound. He works a scoreless, hitless sixth, and we go to the seventh. Pensacola in front, 7-1 over Tennessee on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
Okay, so Denny's has really, really, really good news. Are you ready for it? The new all-day diner deals value menu is here with 10 delicious meals starting at $5.99. You can eat like a dillionaire at Denny's and order that everyday value slam or celebrate the return of the fried cheese melt. It's the new all-day diner deals value menu, and it's here with 10 delicious meals starting at $5.99. See, I told you that was really, really, really good news. This is why Denny's is America's favorite diner.
You should always want the best, and Florida Panhandle's number one bail bonds agency is Billy Clark Bail Bonds. They offer a rapid intake process where you don't have to go through the booking at all. That's right. They take you over to the jail, and you're in and out in a matter of 45 minutes. Bail Bonds by Billy Clark offers great payment plan options, and they are professional and family-friendly, no matter what time or offense. Billy Clark Bail Bonds will get you out of jail fast, with locations in Milton on Highway 90 and in Pensacola on Pace Boulevard.
If you want your ride to look wicked, check out the guys at Alpha Customs of Florida.
Specializing in everything.
From custom tires,
rims,
leveling and suspension lift systems,
to traction bars that'll set your vehicle apart from any other on the road.
They have Toyo tires,
Nitto Ridge grapplers,
American Force wheels.
They even carry Black Rhino.
Alpha Customs can do it all.
So for the ultimate ride,
check out Alpha Customs, the best customization shop in town.
6211 Tippett Avenue in Pensacola.
And be the Alpha owner.
Hey everybody, this is Anthony Maldonado of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and you're listening to the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the seventh inning. Blue Wahoos leading the Tennessee Smokies by a score of 7-1 in the must-win game two of the best of three Southern League Championship Series. This is Eric Bramer. Thanks for joining us tonight. Music still playing. Kobe Fletcher Vance waiting for the music to stop. And he will eventually step in the box. It'll be 5, 6, and 7. Fletcher Vance, Bradshaw, and Chu against Hunter Biggie, who faced four batters, retiring only one of them, but ultimately ending a disastrous sixth inning for the Smokies bullpen. First pitch misses outside, ball one to Fletcher Vance, who tied the game once upon a time with a two-out RBI single in the sixth inning. Seven runs total, six followed after the Fletcher Vance RBI single. Next pitch, 1-0 is ripped into center. Over and back is Davis. He reaches up and he won't get there. Two hops up against the fence. Fletcher Vance into second standing with a leadoff double here in the seventh. And Kobe Fletcher Vance fired up. And now he's thrown out. He requested time and it wasn't granted. Stephen Hodgins, second base umpire, never gave Fletcher Vance time as he left the base. And manager Kevin Randall doesn't leave the coach's box. He saw what we saw. Of course, you can ask the umpire for time, but it doesn't have to be granted. And so Fletcher Vance, instead of a stand-up double, is out number one in the seventh inning. Davis Bradshaw will bat next. Bradshaw, first pitch swinging, lifts a fly ball to left, shallow, rotor underneath it, and an easy play for him. On just a couple pitches, Biggie has gotten two quick outs here in the seventh inning. And that'll leave it to Marcus Chu with the bases empty. Chu, a double in the second that was well struck, an infield single in the sixth that was not, but served its purpose. It kept the inning alive and low to the bases, a little nubber that was bobbled by the pitcher at the time, McAveen, and he didn't have a play on it. First pitch to Chu. And it misses low and away, ball one. Welcome back. We understand that we might have had a lost connection there briefly, but we understand that we are hopefully back up and running. It is a 7-1 Blue Wahoos lead over the Smokies in the bottom of the seventh inning. Not sure when we lost you, but Luis Vasquez singled. Zach Davis hit a comeback to the mound. Cody Mincy fielded and threw to first. So Vasquez stands at second with Jonathan Perlaza at the plate facing a 2-1 count. We thank you for the listeners who tuned in and notified us immediately that we had lost our signal. Next pitch, line down the right field line. That is foul. And the count now 2-2 to Perlaza. Blue Wahoos scored 7 runs in the top of the 6th inning, turning this game on its head. And now Cody Mincy trying to finish off his second scoreless inning of long relief. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Slider inside, got him. And that'll do it for the Smokies in the 7th as Vasquez is stranded at second base. We go to the 8th inning. 7-1, Pensacola in front here on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
Imagine you or a loved one was seriously ill and had one wish to create a magical memory. Covenant Care's My Wish program grants special wishes to seriously ill children, adults, and their families. We've granted over 2,400 wishes in our communities of Northwest Florida and Alabama and celebrated with parties, Batman movies, flyovers, and more. Help us reach our goal of granting 1,200 wishes this year. Visit us at mywish.org and you too can grant memories that last a lifetime.
If you're looking for pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, look to PeteMoore.com, where the PeteMoore Automotive Team combines inventory from 3 dealerships, offering you a selection of over 300 pre-owned vehicles, including a selection of certified pre-owned models. With an online inventory available 24 hours a day, PeteMoore.com is where you need to shop for your next pre-owned vehicle. The PeteMoore Automotive Team on New Warrington Road, just 3 miles up the street from NAS Pensacola. PeteMoore.com.
Pensacola is an amazing destination enjoyed by millions of people every year. High Point Hotel Corporation is proud to offer area visitors a place they can call home in Pensacola. Whether you are looking for a downtown property with space to work and play, a place to rest before your morning flight, a comfortable room convenient to downtown, large suites for an extended stay, a beautiful garden inn at the center of it all, or Pensacola's newest hotel addition, High Point Hotels has a place for you in Pensacola.
Hey everybody, this is Paul McIntosh of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and you're listening to the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the 8th inning, 7-1, Blue Wahoos leading the Smokies here in Tennessee. Game 2 of 3 in the Southern League Championship Series. Have to win Game 2 to get to Game 3. Blue Wahoos are well on their way after trailing 1-0 after 5. They explode for a 7-run 6th. And now a chance to add to it. They've got a new reliever to face, Eduarniel Nunez. 8-9-1 due up for the Wahoos. Jones, Sims, and Nunez against Eduarniel Nunez, who takes over for Hunter Biggie. Biggie went an inning and a third, allowing 3 hits and 1 run it was earned with 1 walk and 1 strikeout. Blue Wahoos did make a defensive change in the bottom of the 7th inning. Ball wasn't hit to him, so it didn't factor in. But Bubba Hollins took over at third base for Kobe Fletcher Vance. Thomas Jones takes a breaking ball on the outside edge for a called strike. It's 0-1. Fletcher Vance made a mental mistake, doubling to lead off the 7th, but then assuming that when he put his hands up, time would be called. Time was not called, and he was tagged out by an alert Smokies infielder. So he is no longer in the game. 0-1 pitch, a fastball at 95, hits Jones right in the small of the back. And you heard a little yelp as that ball was headed right at him. No way for him to get out of the way. Jones, whose back is already in rough shape after crashing into the fence to end the division series on Friday, will have a bruise somewhere near his lower back. And he is aboard to begin the top of the 8th inning. Some of the fans mimicking the yelp they heard from Thomas Jones as he jogs down to first. Demetrius Sims will bat next. Sims 1-for-3. Hit an RBI single in the 6th inning. That's 7-run 6th, with all 7 of those runs scoring with 2 outs. Nunez set. And the first pitch, outer half, fastball in for a strike, 0-1. No action in the Pensacola pen. Looks like Mincy will go back out for the eighth inning. And why not? Mincy, two scoreless innings on 35 pitches, one hit, one walk. Most important run, most important number, no runs allowed. 0-1 on the way. Sims chases a high fastball, swinging and missing, 0-2. If there is a Game 3, neither team has announced who their starting pitcher would be. Blue Wahoos could potentially turn to either Yuri Perez or Dax Fulton, who had a tandem going in the final week of the regular season. Yuri went Game 2, and Fulton went Game 3 in the division series. Fastball misses wide to Sims in the count 1 and 2. So if the playoff rotation holds, it would be Yuri Perez's turn, though in his belated return from an injured list stay, it's up to the Marlins as to whether or not they want Perez to make one more appearance this year. Jones at first, 1-2 on the way to Demetrius Sims. And the pitch from Nunez, breaking ball low and away, the count 2-2. As for the Smokies, really it's anyone's guess. They almost certainly have someone in mind, though they're keeping their cards close to the vest, and really it's of little use to you, the fan, to know in advance. We will let you know as soon as we find out. Here's the next pitch, and it's lined in a right field, a base hit. Into second standing is Jones. Sims takes first base, and a hit by pitch followed by a single have the Blue Wahoos threatening here in the eighth. First and second, nobody out. Nassim Nunez will face Eduardo Nunez. Nunez switch hitter will bat lefty against the righty Eduardo Nunez. Nassim today 0 for 2 with a pair of walks, including an important one in the sixth inning. They kept that 7-run sixth inning going with two down. First pitch misses, low ball 1. On the way from Nunez. Next pitch, fastball, outside edge for a called strike, 1-1. Blue Wahoos through five innings had no runs on only two hits. But since then, the offense has exploded. 1-1 coming to Nunez. Outside edge, fastball at 94 for a called strike, 1-2. If it is, in fact, Yuri Perez going tomorrow for Pensacola, and again, that's not official, but if it is, 1-2 coming to Nunez, swing and a miss at a breaking ball down, Nunez strikes out, out number 1 in the 8th. Will Banfield will bat next. Banfield, 2 for 4 so far tonight. Both of his hits came in the 6th inning. Leadoff double and then a 2-out, 2-run single. You can hope to get 4, maybe 5 good innings out of Yuri Perez and then hand it off to Martinez, Joswak, and Reynolds, ideally. Fill in the gaps where you need to. Fastball in at 95 at the knees for a called strike to Banfield. The count is 0-1. Joswak, the only lefty in the bullpen, so maybe you play the matchup game with him if the Smokies stack a couple lefties in a row in their lineup tomorrow. 0-1 coming. Swing and a miss. Fastball down at 94. Banfield went after it, 0-2. 7 runs on 11 hits for Pensacola. 1 run on just 4 hits and 1 error for the Smokies. Nunez ready. 0-2, a swing and a weak chopper up the third baseline. That's foul. Picked up foul by Slaughter. Had it been fair, he would have had a play right at the bank. The two runners will retreat to their original bases. Count remains 0-2 to Banfield. Oh, If the Blue Wahoos can force a game three, it'll be played tomorrow. Once again, 6:15 Central, the first pitch. And we'll be right here on ESPN Pensacola. O-2 on the way to Banfield. Swing and a miss. Chased a breaking ball down and away. And back-to-back strikeouts for Nunez after putting men at first and second to begin the inning. That'll leave it to Nerel Gonzalez. Gonzalez 2-for-4 today with an RBI single his last time up. The final run that was driven in the 7-run sixth. Even though this is, for now, a comfortable 6-run lead for the Wahoos, we'll forgive you if you don't think it's all that comfortable. That's what playoff baseball is all about. First pitch, outer half, fastball at 96, in for a strike, 0-1. Every pitch has weight behind it. And if you think this is anxiety-inducing, get ready for tomorrow. A potential winner-take-all game three. Pitch in for a strike again. The count is 0-2 to Gonzalez. Eduardiel Nunez trying to work around the hit-by-pitch and the single to put up a 0 in the eighth. O-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball got him. And Gonzalez strikes out. Three straight strikeouts for Nunez to work out of the jam. We go to the bottom of the eighth in Tennessee. Pensacola still up by a lot. 7-1 on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
Covenant Care is proud to be part of the Blue Wahoos family. Whatever your health care needs are at home, we have you covered. Whether that's home health, hospice, palliative, or memory care, our all-star teams across Florida and Alabama make sure you have the best care in the league. Covenant Care, providing expert, loving care for any challenge you face. Always by your side, 24/7, 365. Learn more at choosecovenant.org.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system with its modern compact design will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Fishbein Orthodontics is here to help you, Blue Wahoos fans. Fishbein Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with their flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Pensacola area, they love to see Wahoos fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit EmeraldCoastBraces.com today and book your free consult. That's EmeraldCoastBraces.com for Fishbein Orthodontics.
Hey everybody, this is Cody Mincy of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and you're listening to the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
On to the bottom of the eighth inning at Smoky Stadium. Blue Wahoos up big on Tennessee, 7-1, hoping to force game three tomorrow night. And the first pitch from Cody Mincy to Jake Slaughter is fouled to the plate, 0-1. Mincy will face 2-3-4 for Tennessee. Slaughter, Ball, and Maldonado. Mincy in his third inning of long relief so far. No runs and one hit over two good innings. Breaking ball outside edge for a called strike. Slaughter doesn't like it. Count is 0-2. Slaughter tonight 0-3 with two flyouts to right and a strikeout swinging. Mincy ready. 0-2 on the way, and Slaughter sends a fly ball into center. Frozen in his tracks is Jones. He's there. He makes the catch. He barely has to move. One down. Bryce Ball will bat next. Ball tonight. 0-3 at the plate. Deflected ground out off the pitcher. Ground out to second and a line out to first. He's scooped out a couple bad throws from his infielders, but one notable exception. Demetrius Sims came up with the game still 2-1. Hit a chopper back of third. Ball couldn't handle the low throw from Slaughter. Scored two runs and kept the door open for a whole lot more to be scored later in the inning. Strike followed by a ball. The count is 1-1 to the left-handed hitting first baseman. Mincy ready. 1-1 on the way. Misses up and away. Off speed, 2-1. Mincy manicures the front slope of the mound. Settling into a groove here. And if you have him go three, might as well have him go a fourth, right? Provided this eighth inning is clean. Have him go the distance. Pitch misses outside. 3-1 to ball with Nelson Maldonado on deck. No action in the Pensacola pen. Righty getting loose in the Smokies pen. 3-1. Misses up and away. Second walk issued by Mincy. Ball aboard with one down in the eighth for Nelson Maldonado. Lest anyone think this is a coronation and coasting to the finish line here, remember that these Smokies hit the most home runs of any team in the Southern League in about 30 years, and the second most in the long history of this circuit, which is more than 100 years old. So the Smokies aren't too far away from being able to get back in this game with five outs to get. First pitch, outer half. A slider on its way out of the zone clips the corner for a called strike, 0-1. Mincy's next, 0-1, fouled back on the slider, this time in the zone. The count is 0-2. 7 runs on 11 hits for Pensacola. A run on 4 hits and an error for the Smokies. Mincy from the stretch, 0-2 coming. A swing and a line drive left center, hanging up for Jones and tailing back to him. The center fielder makes a catch, gliding after it for out number 2. Cole Roederer will bat next. Roederer, 0-2 with a walk his last time up. That walk was against Mincy. Mincy might here be candidate, if he completes this game, for the rare 3-plus inning save. That's up to the official scorer. First pitch on the way. In for a called strike. Perhaps a cutter. Tough to tell the cutter from the slider for Mincy, especially a couple innings into his appearance when the velocity isn't quite what it was. 0-1 on the way. A swing and a pop fly foul. Third base side. The count quickly 0-2. Most of the crowd is stuck around. Why not? If you pay for a playoff game ticket, might as well get your money's worth. We're told that every fan who bought a ticket tonight got access to an all-you-can-eat buffet. 0-2. Breaking ball down. Blocked nicely by Banfield, 1-2. I guess it's like a dinner and a show. The type of thing you can get if you drive about a half hour south into Sevierville. Go to Dolly Parton Stampede. Similar deal. You get more bang for your buck here. 1-2 on the way. Roederer barrels it up and lines it in a right. That's down for a hit, and it will beat Gonzalez to the wall. Picked up quickly by Gonzalez. He gets it in quickly, and the throw into the cutoff man will keep Ball from trying to score. But he goes first to third. It's a double for Roederer. And just like that, the Smokies have a threat here in the eighth. Trailing 7-1 down to their final four outs. They will have one final say in things. Chase Strumpf will bat next. Strumpf 1-for-3 with a single. Struck out looking against Mincy in the sixth. And Strumpf, it bears repeating, did hit a 2-run home run against Mincy 17 days ago in this exact ballpark. First pitch on the way. Home run cut and a miss on a high slider. The count is 0-1. That is just the second hit allowed in 2 2/3 innings by Mincy. First extra base hit for the Smokies since the third inning in Perlaza's RBI double. 0-1, slider misses low and away. The count even, a ball and a strike. Mincy ready. 1-1 on the way. And the pitch, low and smothered by the catcher Banfield, 2-1. Blue Wahoos did all their scoring in the sixth. All their scoring with two outs in the sixth. 7 runs, all of them coming in with two outs in the inning. And they lead it now 7-1. Mincy ready. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball left side in the hole. Nunez picks it up from the outfield grass. A strong throw across and the stretch made by two. Out number three, Nunez flashes the leather and the arm. And eight complete in Tennessee. Pensacola still leading the Smokies 7-1. Looking to force game three tomorrow night. Back for the ninth after this on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you've been arrested or have a warrant issued for your arrest, call Bell Bonds by Billy Clark. Upbeat, professional, and with great customer service. Bell Bonds by Billy Clark is committed to treating you with respect you deserve while walking you through the Bell Bonds process and getting you and your loved one out of jail quickly and affordably with flexible payment plans with dignity and respect in a timely manner. 24 hours, 7 days a week, Bell Bonds by Billy Clark is open and ready to serve you today.
Nothing is better than going to the ballpark or listening to a Wahoos game. As the exclusive provider of physical therapy services for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, Select Physical Therapy knows aches, pains, or an injury should not keep you from your favorite activities. Select Physical Therapy's clinical team will help you heal and remain healthy. With 15 convenient panhandle locations, Select will get you back to what you love. Go to SelectPhysicalTherapy.com to schedule an appointment today. The Wahoos trust Select, so can you. Select Physical Therapy, the power of physical therapy.
Hey everybody, this is Andrew Nardi of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and you're listening to the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the ninth inning. Blue Wahoos up 7-1 on Tennessee here at Smoky Stadium in game two of the best of three Southern League Championship Series. Smokies won game one in Pensacola. Blue Wahoos hoping to finish off a game two win on the road, setting up a winner take all game three tomorrow night. It would be first pitch 6:15 Central Time. You can listen to it all here on ESPN Pensacola. In the ninth, the Blue Wahoos hope they won't need any more runs than they already have, but it'll be 4, 5, and 6. Conine, Hollins, and Bradshaw against Jared Wright, the fifth reliever of the game for the Smokies. Eduardo Nunez issued a hit batsman and a single, but then struck out the next three batters in a scoreless eighth inning. The righty Wright deals a breaking ball inside, ball one to Conine, who is 0 for 3 with a walk today. Pair of strikeouts and a sharp grounder to short. That was turned into an out with the infield in. Blue Wahoos do have action in the bullpen. It looks like Andrew McInvale getting loose for the ninth. Fastball in at the knees at 93 for a strike. It's 1-1. McInvale has not yet made a postseason playoff appearance, though he did warm up in the division series. 1-1 coming to Conine. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball inside. The count 1-2. So you check Mincy off the list. Perhaps checking McInvale off the list. That would mean that the only Blue Wahoos relievers to not appear in a playoff game so far, Mitzel and Puckett. Next pitch, outside edge. Fastball at 94 for a called third strike. Conine gone looking for out number one in the ninth. In the bottom of the ninth, the Smokies will send up the bottom third of their order. Windham, Vasquez, and Davis. And if that's it for Mincy, job well done. I think I used the term keep the game at arm's length, and that's exactly what he did. Three scoreless innings, two hits, two walks, two strikeouts. In steps Bubba Hollins making his first at bat after entering as a defensive replacement for Kobe Fletcher Vance. First pitch misses outside, ball one to the right-handed hitting third baseman. Fletcher Vance 2 for 4, including the game-tying RBI single in the sixth, but then a mental mistake in the seventh. Pitch misses wide, the count 2-0. Burned the center fielder Davis on a drive to the wall. Fletcher Vance into second standing, put his hands up requesting time. It was not granted, and he left the base and was tagged out. Next pitch, barreled up and sent down the left field line, but with some hook to it, and it lands foul in the corner. 2-1 the count to Hollins. We'll see what the Game 3 lineup would look like for the Blue Wahoos if they can finish this one off. Fletcher Vance has gotten more playing time than Hollins, but you never know for game three, and everyone on this team knows their role, and it's valuable. Pitch misses upstairs off speed. The count 3-1 to Hollins with Davis Bradshaw on deck. If this score holds, it'll mark the second time this month that Riley Thompson went 5 scoreless against Pensacola before the bullpen coughed up a huge number. Fastball, outer half of the belt for a called strike. It's 3-2. Thompson, as we mentioned earlier in tonight's broadcast, went 5 scoreless in his start against the Blue Wahoos here in Tennessee in the first week of September. But then after he left, Blue Wahoos had a pair of 5-run innings and won 11-6. 3-2 payoff to Hollins. A swing and a fly ball to right. Hit well. Perlaza going back. Has it measured. Just shy of the track. He pulls up and makes the catch. Clear out number 2. Strong contact there from Hollins. Just a little too much hang time. And that'll leave it to Davis Bradshaw. The left-handed hitting DH is 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. Back in that wild 7-run sixth inning. Wright trying to finish off a 1-2-3 ninth and get the bats back in his teammates' hands for the bottom of the ninth. First pitch fastball misses inside underneath the elbows. The count is 1-0. 7-1, Pensacola in front. They have done exactly what they needed to tonight so far to force game three tomorrow. Pitch misses outside, the count 2-0. Wright takes the sign. 2-0 payoff. And the pitch, a swing and a chopper just fouled on the first baseline. It's 2-1. Monteverdi in line for the win. He allowed 1 run. It was earned on 3 hits over 5 innings. 2-1 coming to Bradshaw. Chopped foul in on the hands. The count 2-2. And Cody Mincy, though he will not factor into the decision, great performance by him, knowing exactly what that role called for and doing just that. 3 scoreless innings of relief, never really elevating the heart rate. 2-2, a swing and a chopper towards second. 2 bounces to Strumpf, he throws to first, Bradshaw retired, it's a 1-2-3 top of the ninth. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Blue Wahoos 3 outs away from forcing game 3 of the championship series. They lead it 7-1 over the Smokies. Andrew McInvale coming in to finish it off after this on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
Tee up family fun at Bubba's Sweet Spot. Enjoy handcrafted chocolates and treats, unique homemade ice cream flavors, and candy classics from Jelly Belly, Pez, Whirly Pops, and more. Plus a must-see M&M Gravity Drop Wall, Sweet Spot Swag, and gift boxes. Even better, every dollar spent at Bubba's is reinvested in the community. Swing by Bubba's at 412 South Palafox Street, where Grand Slam good times are par for the course.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
And now, a message from Blue Wahoos superfan, Shirley.
Wear what the players are wearing. Makes it a lot more fun when you're sitting there looking like them. Stop in the bait and tackle store and you'll get it all.
One more thing, Shirley. What if our fans can't get to the ballpark in person?
Visit the online shop.
Visit the bait and tackle team store or the BlueWahoos.com shop today.
You got that?
Hey everybody, this is Devin Hairston of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and you're listening to the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
On to the last of the ninth at Smokies Stadium in Tennessee. Blue Wahoos leading the Smokies by a score of 7-1, looking to force a winner-take-all game 3 tomorrow night to end the 2022 season. Smokies will send up 7, 8, 9 against Andrew McInvale, pitching with a 6-run lead, needing only 3 outs. First pitch to Bryce Windham, fastball right down the middle for a called strike at exactly the 10 o'clock hour. McInvale making his first playoff appearance. Warmed up in the division series, but never got in a game. The 0-1 on the way to Windham misses low. The count even 1-1. Windham, left-handed hitting catcher, 0-3. Nothing's left. I guess everything has left the ground. A fly out, a pop out, and a line out to the first baseman. 1-1 on the way from McInvale. And the pitch. Outer half. Fastball at the knees for a called strike, 1-2. McInvale last pitched in the regular season finale. In fact, he earned the save. It was his first save. Finishing off a win over Biloxi. 1-2, misses outside, and the count 2-2. Once again, if the Blue Wahoos win tonight, game 3 tomorrow, first pitch, 6:15 Central. You can hear it all here on ESPN Pensacola. 2-2, check swing down. On appeal, no swing as the ball trickles away from the catcher Banfield. The count is full, 3-2 to Windham. Luis Vasquez on deck. And McInvale trying to finish off this ninth inning and get the final 3 outs without anyone budging behind him in the Pensacola pen. 3-2 payoff. Chased and fouled off. A fastball outside might have been ball 4, but Windham sends it out of play down the third base side. Control has at times been a problem for McInvale. In the regular season, McInvale pitched to an ERA of 7.13. 3-2 payoff, and it misses outside. Leadoff walk here. And the Smokies have a base runner. Luis Vasquez will bat next. McInvale, in 35 and a third innings, walked 24 batters. Up next, Vasquez, 1-for-3 with a single his last time up against the reliever Mincy. And the final line for Mincy reads 3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. First for McInvale. Outer half, fastball in at 93 for a called strike, 0-1. Windham, of course, not going anywhere at first. Trailing by 6, Smokies cannot afford to take risks here. The 0-1 pitch misses low and away. The count 1-1. Blue Wahoos did all their scoring in the 6th inning. 7 runs all coming in with 2 outs. The Smokies' lone run came on a Jonathan Perlaza RBI double back in the 3rd. 1-1 on the way. Misses inside. It's 2-1. And of course, you need to throw competitive pitches, but more than anything, you need to throw strikes here. Pitching with a 6-run cushion, needing only 3 more outs to force game 3 tomorrow. McInvale ready. 2-1 coming. Vasquez chases. No, he takes. Low and away. A pitch that was not in the zone. And he held up his swing. 3-1. Zach Davis, due up next. Three-one. Vasquez pounds it off his front foot. It rolls fair, but it's a foul ball. Dead ball off of his front foot, and now he's hobbled, taking a long walk back to the batter's box. 3-2 the count. McInvale, 25 years old, out of Austin, Texas. Acquired from the Blue Jays last June, along with second baseman Joe Panic, in a trade that sent Corey Dickerson, Adam Simber, and Cash to the Blue Jays. Now some light tossing in the pen for Pensacola. Sean Reynolds starting to throw lightly. 3-2 payoff, a swing and a fly ball right field. Playable for Gonzalez if he can track it through the night sky. Underneath it, he's there and he makes a two-handed catch, one down. Zach Davis will bat next. As he steps in, we step away 10 seconds for station ID.
You're listening to ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. All sports, all the time. WEBY, Milton, Pensacola.
Davis, 0 for 2. Just barely hit by a pitch his first time up and came around to score what is so far Tennessee's only run. Since then, a strikeout and a comeback to the mound. First pitch, tapped foul up the first base side. The count is 0-1. Game 2 of the division series for the Blue Wahoos was a one-run win, but it was ended on a ground ball double play. And the Blue Wahoos would take a ground ball hit at somebody here. Davis with his speed, very tough to double up, but Pensacola would love to try. 0-1 for McInvale. Pitch misses down and in, and the count 1-1. Windham at first after a leadoff walk. After Davis, the lineup turns over for the Big Boppers. 1-1, misses outside on a fastball at 92, the count 2-1. You don't even want to think about what could happen if the lineup turns over with a couple men aboard. Reynolds now throwing in earnest off the rubber as he warms for the Wahoos in the pen. 2-1 coming. Davis swings and drives it to the gap left center. Underneath it, though, is Jones. The left fielder is there. He calls and catches two down. And perhaps it's all much ado about nothing. McInvale has had some hitter-friendly counts, but after the leadoff walk, he's gotten two lazy flyouts. And Smokies are down to their final out. It'll be Jonathan Perlaza, who drove in their lone run with his RBI double back in the third. And in total tonight is 1-for-3 with a double, a walk, and two strikeouts. Perlaza, switch hitter, will bat lefty against the righty McInvale. First pitch, swing and a miss. Perlaza goes to a knee on the follow-through, trying to elevate and celebrate there, but the count is 0-1. ...0-1 coming. Missing down and in on a hard slider for McInvale to count 1-1. McInvale made two appearances here in Tennessee in the regular season, allowed 4 runs in 4 1/3 innings. 1-1 pitch, lined right to the shortstop, Nunez, and he makes the catch chest high to end the game. The Blue Wahoos are alive and well, and they come into Tennessee to beat the Smokies 7-1 and force a winner-take-all Game 3 of the Southern League Championship Series tomorrow night. We'll be back with the totals after this on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
What up, fam? I'm about to spill some tea. Did you know that all the littest Blue Wahoo stands are following the team on social media? No cap. You can keep it 100 with all things Blue Wahoos on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Smash that follow button at Blue Wahoos B-Ball, the GOAT of minor league accounts. It's high-key the best way to know what's popping off at the ballpark, and our post totally slapped. This is it, Chief, at Blue Wahoos B-Ball.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh Simpson of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and you're listening to the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
Fun night of baseball for the Blue Wahoos here at Smokies Stadium. as they force a winner-take-all Game 3 of the Southern League Championship Series tomorrow night with a 7-1 win over Tennessee. This is Eric Bramer. Thanks for joining us. Here are the totals for today's game. The Blue Wahoos with the win even up this best-of-three series at one game apiece. And the road team tonight scored 7 runs on 11 hits with no errors, and they left 8 men on base. In defeat, Tennessee scored just 1 run on 5 hits with 1 error and 9 men left on base. Tennessee's lone run came in on a Jonathan Perlaza RBI double in the third. They led 1-0 until, with 2 outs in the 6th inning, the Blue Wahoos exploded for 7 runs on 7 hits. And that would be our final score, 7-1. The win goes to Patrick Monteverde. He allowed just 1 run over 5 good innings. He improves to 1-0 in the postseason. The loss goes, in his AA debut, to Michael McAveen. McAveen entered in a tie game, did not retire a batter. He walked one and issued 4 hits, ultimately being charged with 5 runs, all of them earned. McAveen blows the save and falls to 0-1 in his brief AA career. There was no save because Cody Mincy and Andrew McInvale picked up the slack and worked the final 4 innings of relief for Pensacola, keeping Tennessee off the board. Tonight's game was played in 2 hours and 54 minutes in front of 4,723 fans here at Smoky Stadium in Kodak, Tennessee. And that is all we have for you tonight. From the Volunteer State, the Blue Wahoos force a Game 3 tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the end of the season for the Blue Wahoos one way or another. With a win, they will claim their second league championship in franchise history. Your final score one more time. Tonight reads Pensacola 7, Tennessee 1. And you can join us tomorrow beginning at 6:10 Central as the Blue Wahoos take the field one more time in 2022, looking to finish off a league championship season. Our broadcast will begin at 6:10. For our production team with ESPN Pensacola and the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network, this is Eric Bramer signing off. Thanks for listening.
Right now, our country.
Thank you for listening to Blue Wahoos Baseball on ESPN Pensacola 1330 AM 99.1 FM. Now back to your regular scheduled programming.
On ESPN Radio.
Wake up and get up with Key, Jay, and Max.
If you grading that way on looks, a 7 is pretty damn good. Because nobody's a 10. I mean, I'm like the closest at a 9.25.
You're the closest.
You're the closest? What do you mean?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Followed by Greeny. Weekday mornings on ESPN Radio.
Inflation throughout the nation. From a gallon of milk to a gallon of gas, prices are skyrocketing. But the cost for term life insurance is actually going down. That's why you need to call Big Lou, a term provider. Big Lou's mission is to protect you with term life insurance that you can afford, even in times of inflation. Take Jeff from Florida. He's 55, 6 feet, 300 pounds, and his diabetes control was not perfect. Another provider quoted him $500,000 of 20-year term at almost $500 per month. Big Lou found Jeff the same life insurance policy for $225 a month, a 50% savings. Even if you're struggling with health issues, call Big Lou, a term provider. Heck, you might not even need an exam to get approved. For affordable term life insurance today, call Big Lou at 800-511-3535. That's 800-511-3535. Term life insurance rates are going down. Call 800-511-3535 or biglou.com.
America's wounded warriors are coming home. After serving on foreign shores, these brave men and women are returning to their families and communities. Many have wounds you can see, and many have wounds you can't see, like post-traumatic stress disorder. Now that these warriors are back home, they are ready to enter the civilian workforce. To help, Wounded Warrior Project has developed the Warriors to Work program, a career counseling service that helps warriors translate their military experience to the civilian workplace. These extraordinary men and women bring proven world-class job skills and a unique perspective on teamwork to the job. And to ensure the right warrior finds the right job, Wounded Warrior Project works with employers to find just the right match. When you hire a wounded warrior, you hire an intelligent, talented, and committed new employee. Contact Wounded Warrior Project at findwwp.org. Welcome home the brave.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
We are the 25%. That's a quarter of all Americans. Over 61 million people with a disability. Our differences make us 100% unique. Just like you. 100% creative, passionate, determined, and proud. We are the 25%, and we want a world where everyone is 100% included. Easter Seals Disability Services. Change the way you see disability. We are the 25.org.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Daryl from Columbus, previously from the Paul Firemont Show.
And how you have any hair left at this point, I don't know. Because I'd have done pulled my hair out with some of these people that call in to you.
No, no, you used to have a full head of hair, so...
Of course. I'm sure you did.
It started but going... I started losing it the moment I started doing radio.
2 to 5, weekdays on ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. You're listening to ESPN Pensacola, home of Wahoos baseball, UWF football, FSU basketball, high school football, and the sports drive.
It's no overreaction. We're doing our best to keep Ian Fitzsimmons from being killed by his family here on Freddie and Fitzsimmons.
Oh, here we go.
I'm Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Tune in your smart speakers. We'll explain that in about 30 minutes.
We?
Yes, we will. Hell yeah, we're going to explain that in about 30 minutes, give or take a lie or two. But people always overreact when it comes to the NFL. You can be salty. You can love it. That doesn't mean we don't bring some sanity to the whole proceeding.
Freddie and Fitzsimmons. Is it an overreaction?
It's a gross overreaction.
Or not?
Oh, I like that. Quick and to the point. So, yeah, everybody always has something to say.
There you go.
That's when we come in. We get quick and to the point. We bring the truth, the overreaction when it comes to the NFL. Once again, here's our producer, Tara Sledjewski.
So just a reminder, we're ranking these on a scale of 1 to 5.
Yes.
1 is it's not an overreaction. 5 is it's a total overreaction.
Tara, I'm having trouble concentrating watching him giggle. But go ahead. It's because my wife gave me the laser beam eyes.
Uh-huh.
But go ahead.
You
go
earned
ahead.
It.
Cooper Rush.
Oh, come on.
Go ahead.
Cooper Rush, who is not giving anyone laser beam eyes, Cooper Rush will end up as a starting quarterback in the NFL, and not just because of an injury. Is that an overreaction, Ian?
Which one? Hey, hold on. So 5 is an overreaction, right?
Yes, and 1 is not an overreaction.
Yeah, grotesque overreaction. You know, he's not going to end up being a starting quarterback in the National Football League. He is a phenomenal backup, and he has a potential to have a, I wouldn't say a Chase Daniel type career, but he'll be around for, heck, he's been around for what, 4 years already?
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at another 6-7? Absolutely, especially what he's done so far. Yeah, he'll be a great backup for a long time in this league, but a starter, no.
What he said, let's move on.
The Dolphins.
Stop giggling.
Are winning the AFC East this season. Is that an overreaction, Freddie?
No, it's not, because Buffalo's still going to win it, but it's not far-fetched to say they're going to run away in that division. Miami has shown that if you want to play in the fist fight, they can win that kind of game. You want to play in a firefight? They can win that. They win that kind of game. So far, so good. The Dolphins. So I don't think it's a stretch. And here's why: the NFL. I said it before, and I'll say it again. And it proves me right all the time. It's a second by second league. How many teams we talked about going into the season we thought were going to be good, and they've been short. They've been short of it. Chargers and Raiders, for example, teams that we didn't even think about, all of a sudden are 2-1, like the Jaguars, the New York Giants, and the Chicago Bears. We still don't know how good those teams are. So no, it's not an overreaction. It's the NFL. These things do happen time and time again.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Freddie. I'm going to give it a 2, only because you look at how deep this Dolphins team is, and I'm a big believer in Tua. I was on that Tua island almost by myself for a while.
Now you got company. It's no longer just you and Wilson.
We're not taking any, I'm not selling any real estate, all these newcomers. I told you all along. No, you didn't. Mm-hmm. You didn't. But hey, he still has to prove it.
That's right.
It's a long way to go, and I'm talking about years, not just this season, but next year and the year after that. That's what I'm talking about, being a reliable, great, dependable NFL quarterback. But you look at that roster right now, it's not far-fetched that they can go and contend in week 15, 16 with the Buffalo Bills, especially with guys like Micah Hyde being out for Buffalo. They were banged up. It hurt. I still believe Buffalo is the most talented and deep team in the AFC. For the Dolphins, they're going to give them a run in the AFC East.
Sticking with another division title, the Jaguars are winning the AFC South this season. Is that an overreaction, Ian?
That's a tough one. I'm glad you're going first. Seriously. That's a tough one.
I'm going to go with 3. I'm going to go right in the middle because it's that hard. To your point, the Titans got a big win.
Yeah.
The Colts got a big win.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a gift because the Chiefs gave that one up.
But a
win
to
win.
It's a W.
Yeah.
I don't care how. That means they were that close to win the game and get a gift.
That's
right?
Fair.
So I'm going to go with 3 because they're playing that much better with Doug Peterson, Freddie.
I'm going to say a 2, mainly because if you're the Jaguars, all of a sudden – you know exactly what it feels like to be part of an NFL team. Because the guys who were there last year were not part of an NFL team. They were part of the Urban Meyer experience. That was a bad experience for everybody involved except for Urban Meyer's bank account. So it's amazing what happens when you have not only good coaching, but proper coaching. Players respond. Who knew? And we're seeing that the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Trevor Lawrence.
He looks like a completely different dude. And the dude that he looks like now is the dude we thought we were going to see. Yep. Before it got derailed in his rookie season by a bad coach and a bad guy when it comes to Urban Meyer.
Tom Brady is going to have his 2015 Peyton Manning season this year, and it will look clear that he has hit the end of the road. Is that an overreaction, Freddie?
It's a 4 because Tom Brady's arm is not a noodle arm like Peyton Manning's was in Peyton Manning's final season at Denver Broncos. Tom Brady can still make all the throws. Now, his body language is terrible because it looks like the last place he wants to be. And I never thought we'd ever say this about Tom Brady is on a football field or around the guys that he wants to go to battle with each and every Sunday. But it's an overreaction as a 4 because Tom Brady is still one of the best deep ball throwers in the league. By the end of Peyton Manning's tenure with the Denver Broncos, he couldn't throw the ball 10, 15 yards down the field. So I think it's a 4 on the overreaction scale.
Yeah. And because of that neck injury, right, that he suffered.
It was a residual, you're right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
A big part of it. It wasn't just age, it was wear and tear. But I'm with you. Everything else you said about Tom Brady, I completely agree. Next one.
I have the clock ticking and I have to pick one. Josh McDaniels' second stint as an NFL head coach will not last much longer than his first. Is that an overreaction?
Oh, overreaction. Yeah. Overreaction. Yes. The Raiders will give him more time.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're Josh McDaniels. Be careful. If your owner's having a meeting with you 3 games into the second stint as a coach in the NFL, that never ends well. And sometimes it ends sooner than later. With Ian Fitzsimmons, I'm Freddie Coleman. We appreciate you joining us.
They need an OC in New England.
They do. You can always go back. That's Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. Freddie Fitzsimmons presented by Progressive Insurance.
Good title.
There is no going back when it comes to Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, and everybody else in college football. That's next.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg.
Justin Fields is a good player in the right circumstance. You put Justin Fields where Trey Lance is right now, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Greeny, weekday mornings at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands. At 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
You're listening to ESPN Pensacola, home of Wahoos baseball, UWF football, FSU basketball, high school football, and the Sports Drive.
Hey, what's up? This is Drew. Every single Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 on ESPN Pensacola, we've got local sports talk for you, and we have guests as well. Everything that you need to know about sports in the area, you'll find on the Sports Drive, 5 to 7 on ESPN Pensacola.
When you call yourself Jay-Z and you call somebody else Ja Rule, that's shame.
Thank you, David.
My friends text me pictures of Ja Rule. Now y'all got people texting
giving
me
it up. Just giving it up.
GJ and Max, mornings on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
The Patriots had some things that other teams could use, and I would think about unloading a little bit because this team is going nowhere fast. Chris, it might be time to put a bow on this thing up into it.
But that's my point. If you're going to push the reset button and strip this thing down this year, then you're probably talking about a succession plan for Bill Belichick as well.
I don't get the impression that Bill's ready to pack it in.
But he can go and be the GM and let somebody else be the head coach.
Canty and Carlin, weekdays on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
From the creators of Rogue One and the director of The Bourne Legacy.
Cassian Ander, Empire's choking us. I need all the heroes I can get.
Experience the 3-episode premiere.
There is an organized rebel effort. Get a hunt started.
Now streaming.
This is what revolution looks like.
Only on Disney Plus.
I'm tired of losing. Wouldn't you rather give it all to something real?
Star Wars Andor. Original series now streaming. Only on Disney Plus.
Wednesday on Barton Hine, with week 3 of the NFL season now in the rearview mirror, we get you ready for week 4, which remaining O has got to go. It's Barton Hine, 12 o'clock Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
I hear you wanted to watch La Liga this season. Well, you can get every single game in English or Spanish on ESPN Plus.
He's done it again.
Barca fan, every match. Real Madrid, every match. Valencia, Atletico, Sevilla, every single match. Benzema, Lewandowski, Griezmann, all the stars. La Liga, and much, much more of all those things that you like. Subscribe to ESPN Plus and don't miss a single La Liga match. ESPN Plus is La Casa de la Liga.
This Saturday night on ESPN Radio. Sitting high atop the Pac-12, the 4-0 and 6-ranked USC Trojans welcomed Arizona State to the Coliseum.
They're as explosive as you'll find in the country. They look like Oklahoma when that run game was really going for Lincoln Riley.
Arizona State at number 6 USC, presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN. You can also listen on the ESPN app or on your smart speaker.
I'm Kevin Winter. Lots of baseball to get to.
And the pitch. Chops slowly to second. Torres there. And the Yankees are the American League East champions. They assure themselves a first round bye. They assure themselves home field in their first series. They are part of the way there, another step in their journey toward a championship.
Michael Kay with the call of the Yes Network. 5-2 victory in Toronto over the Blue Jays. Aaron Judge 0-for-1, walked four times. Yankees with the victory. Toronto with the loss means their lead for the number one wild card spot will be one game in the loss column, long as Tampa hangs on. The Nips gone up 6-4 in the top of the 11th inning in Cleveland. A two-run double by Ramirez is knocked in two runs. Obviously, Kevin, way to go. 6-4, that's where we're at. If Tampa wins, they're a game back in the loss column of Toronto for the number one wild card spot. Seattle trails at home to Texas 1-0. Baltimore, they're only in the seventh in Boston because it's 13-9. Orioles are on the short end. So if Seattle and Baltimore each lose, it's still a 3.5 gap. The tie atop the standings in the NL East. Braves win in Washington, 8-2. Mets lose at home to the Miami Marlins, 6-4 is your final. Both New York and Atlanta are now sitting with 97 and 58 records. By the way, the Marlins had three consecutive walks. Milwaukee has down 6-2 to the Cardinals. They're in the bottom of the ninth. Cardinals win. They win the NL Central. Padres have a 2-0 lead over the Dodgers. Phillies losing Chicago to the Cubs 2-1.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
The bottom line is he was the 6th overall pick in the draft. He's not the future. The Giants are going to move on from him this year. He's a very, very good backup in the league, it looks like to me.
This and more Wednesday morning at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
He is Ian Fitzsimmons. I'm Freddie Coleman. Together we are Freddie and Fitzsimmons, presented by Progressive Insurance. Appreciate you joining us on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 80, tune in, and your smart speakers. It's always cool when we have our Tuesday sit-down conversations. It feels like a fireside chat when we have Cole Kulick from the SEC Network talking a little college football. But Ian, we're not going to start with college football per se as we bring Cole in for his Tuesday radio hit with us.
Cole, we always enjoy the visits here on Tuesdays, but how did a former Auburn center end up being the media guest for Nick Saban's radio show, the head coach at Alabama?
That would be a question for Josh Maxson and Chris Stewart and probably Coach Saban himself, but I don't like to think that it was a former Auburn player who was there as that guest. It was, you know, a guy who worked sidelines and has interviewed him a couple of times and has been in that facility to talk to him a couple of times for games and hopefully has earned a little bit of respect. And that's one of the reasons that was able to happen. I absolutely loved it. I sat next to him as a football nerd and a member of the college football media. Uh-huh. And I wanted to consume as much as humanly possible. I take that same route actually at halftime or at the end of the games when I talk to him. I'm trying to learn from him. And when we get a chance to sit down with him for our TV meetings, I take that very serious. I want to try to gather information from him because we're not going to have many opportunities to do that because my career is just not going to get Alabama a ton. And obviously he's not going to be coaching for 15, 20 more years. So, it was an honor to be able to do it.
But he might be.
It's maybe, but, it was an honor to be able to do it. It was really cool to be able to do it. We had a great conversation, a lot of fun. And it was pretty cool, to be able to sit up there and, you know, the producer of their show and Chris Stewart, you know, they both kind of threw that out and told Tom Hard that, like, hey, he's the first Auburn graduate to ever do this. But I didn't view it that way. I viewed it as, you know, someone who loves and covers college football for a living and wants to learn and just gather as much information about the game as possible. And there's a lot that he told me and a lot that we talked about that I'll carry with me forever. So it was pretty special to be able to do it.
Real quick, what's the one thing that you were able to take away from that conversation that is always going to stick with you?
This is really silly, Freddie, but I asked him a lot about defensive back techniques because that's the biggest complaint that Alabama fans have right now. Why 50-50 balls? Why can't we stop them? Like, why is the back shoulder any hard? Find the ball. You know, it's just
because it's so easy.
Take me through this. Yeah. So he took me through, like, there's a drill that he says that they have where they put cones out at, it changes by team. It's called a breakpoint drill. So at 14 yards or 18 yards or 11 yards or 12 yards, wherever that team breaks off their comeback route or breaks off their out route or, you know, breaks off a hook route, they'll put cones on the ground. So visually, when they run past those, when they're covering a receiver, they get an idea physically that, okay, I just went past the break point, or okay, there's the break point. So they begin to learn where it's supposed to be, you know, and it kind of becomes second nature. So we're talking about visually, you know, what do you key on certain things? We talk back shoulder. He's like, well, the inside shoulder is what you have to watch, because that inside shoulder's got to open up for them to be able to go catch that football. So, I mean, that felt a little bit more obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're asking him, I said, what's the regular aiming point for, you know, just traditional DBs on an every down situation in man-to-man coverage? Like, what would just, I'm just curious, like, what would you guys throw out there? What would you think that that is?
For me, in typical man-to-man
like
coverage?
If a corner is man-to-man from a receiver, like, what do you think that corner is keying on the receiver?
He's probably keying his belly button more than they see where his waist is going to go and how he's going to break off his pattern.
Inside leverage, outside leverage.
It's hips. So, Freddie, you're almost right. And so, but he went, and like, I just don't think most normal fans would ever know that. I don't think they would ever even think about that. Like, who would think that a corner is watching a receiver's hips? He actually got up and began to explain to us. He said, listen, the hips will take you where the receiver's mm-hmm. going. If a receiver has to break inside, those hips have to sink. You have to go down before you can turn in, turn out, come back. If a guy's trying to fake you out, but he's going to keep going straight, those hips won't come down. He can give you every head bob and every shimmy shake that he wants, but those hips will not lower, and then he'll keep running right past you. So, like, just little things like that that I'll just kind of continuously take and think about how he coaches his guys, what he coaches his guys to do. There are a lot of little things like that, but it's the football nerd to me that will take those kind of things and probably remember them forever.
Because real quick, Nick Saban has learned what Shakur has told us. Hips don't lie, especially when it comes to the NFL and college football.
I thought you were flipping that around on me to go wide receiver. I apologize. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, it's the little things in life that make the world go round. Hey, Cole, when you look at games this weekend, and that's awesome you had that time, man.
Amen.
I know you guys have gotten to know each other very well. Cole Kublik here with us on ESPN Radio with Freddie and Fitzsimmons. He's Freddie Coleman. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. If you could go to one game this weekend, and this is a big weekend in college football, Kentucky, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, TCU, I mean, Alabama, Arkansas, you know, Oklahoma State, Baylor, Wake, Florida State, go on down the list. If you could go to one game to figure out if a team is real or is not, which one would you go to?
Yeah, if I'm trying to figure that out, it's Kentucky and Ole Miss, because I think Ole Miss has done some crazy good things, and you know, I think it was 13 points through the first three games of the year, fewest they had given up since 1968. Now, you know, obviously Tulsa came in and put up more than that in the game that they played, but Tulsa's got a pretty good offense, and if they didn't lose David Blinn in that game, then they may have put up even more points and given them more of a game. But I absolutely love, I adore what Ole Miss is doing in the run game right now. Mm-hmm. It is fascinating, it is cool, it is unique, it is different. And the offensive line's playing pretty good football. They have two backs that can go. Judkins, the freshman from Alabama, is really special. They're a little banged up now. I think Jackson Dart's getting more comfortable. They have weapons on the perimeter. And I want to know if that defense for real, because they got a little bit of their first test last week, and they'll get more of a test from Will Levis. Kentucky, I do think, has some concerns at tackle. Defensively, I don't think they're as good as they have been at all three levels. I want to see what they're like up front against an offensive line in a run game that can be really good. Brad White's a great defensive coordinator. I think they have a great group of linebackers. But those are two teams that are sort of in my I don't know yet category. I don't know if I trust you. I don't know how much I think you're really capable of this year. Now, NC State, Clemson will probably be in the mix there, just because I want to learn a lot about NC State. DJ Uiagalelei finally threw the ball down the field last weekend, and like first time we've seen him do that in a year and a half, but he actually pushed the ball down the field, and it wasn't just dink and dunk, throw a bunch of screens. So maybe he's gaining some confidence back and having proven to his coaches that he can handle things down the field and be that guy. But I still think Kentucky has some things about them that could make them really good. Ole Miss has some things that could make them really good. Early kick in the Grove, I'd probably have to go Kentucky, Ole Miss.
We know there's a big three in college football. Number one, Georgia. Number two, Alabama. Number three, Ohio State. How big is the gap, in your opinion, between Georgia at number one and then Ohio State and Alabama?
I don't think it's that big, Freddie. You know, it's. I had a long conversation about LSU with a couple of guys today, and the thing that I talked to them about, because everybody says, oh, is LSU so much better? Are they X amount better than they were against Florida State? I really don't think they're a whole lot better. I just think that they were one of those teams that had some things they needed to figure out. And they're learning about those things. They're learning about themselves. They just had the first starting five on the offensive line for the second consecutive week this year. So now they know who that group is. They got what the coaches believe is their best tailback back. Seven Banks, the transfer from Ohio State, played for the first time. You know, you lose your best interior defensive lineman. Then your other defensive end gets a targeting. He misses a half. Your other defensive end opposite of him sits out a game because he's a little bit dinged up. Like, they haven't had all their guys together. Jaden Daniels, they found out, a little bit more of a runner. Let's build some things around that. Allow him to be able to go do that. They're playing two freshman tackles and a freshman tight end. I say all that to say that I think there are parts of Alabama that is similar to that. Now, are they ahead of LSU? Absolutely. Better? Yes. More talented top to bottom? Of course. But I still think there are things that they're learning about themselves. How balanced can they be offensively? Like, they're probably going to plug Tyler Booker in at guard at some point this year, and he'll be a starter. Jaheim Otis is coming on at the interior of the defensive line. They're trying to find other linebackers who can add some depth and be able to help them in play, because if they lost Toa Toa right now, I think they would be in a lot of trouble. I think they'd be in a big world of hurt. And now they're going to keep Jermaine Burton on the outside. They're not going to move him around as much. So, again, I say all those things to say that Alabama is still sort of learning about themselves. I think they're still figuring out who they are. And Ohio State, probably not so much on offense, but on defense. You know, Travion's been banged up a little bit. Obviously, your best receiver's been out, even though it feels like you just could continue to have guys that are going to go in the first round fall off trees at wide receiver. We know what the quarterback is. We know what the O-line is. We have a pretty good idea what the run game is. But, yeah, Jim Knowles brought a new system in defensively. They're trying to figure out what they are, how they are. And so I think that there's still a few things about them that they're trying to learn. So I don't think the gap is that big. I just think Georgia probably – a little bit more of a complete team right now than Alabama and Ohio State are, but those other teams have that opportunity the rest of this year to be able to catch up.
All right, I know this one's going to set you off, so brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. How do you feel?
If you ask me about kids scraping their Instagram, I'm hanging up.
I'm not. It's even worse. Coaches getting fired in the middle of the year.
Oh, boy.
We have another one, and, you know, Jeff Collins being run at Georgia Tech. We've seen Herm Edwards at Arizona State. We saw Scott Frost at Nebraska. You went through this. Describe to fans what it's like as a player.
It's miserable as a player, and for a lot of different reasons. Number one, it feels like your administration has given up on your season, because your administration is basically saying that whatever continuity you had, whatever sort of organization that you guys put together on a daily basis, we're now going to completely throw that out, and you're not going to be able to replicate it for the rest of the year. And then on top of that, the part that most people don't see, don't know, will never get is that development that a player needs, especially when it happened to me. I was a redshirt sophomore when it happened to me. And so I didn't know a lot of what I didn't even know at that point in time. And so you're not going to get as much time in the film room. You're not going to get as much time on the practice field. Coaches have one foot out the door, and I don't blame them for it. I'm not mad at an assistant coach who knows he's not going to be retained at the end of the year, going out of his way to try to find something in another place. And so everyone is in some shape, form, or fashion checked out. Some completely, some 50%, some 20%, some 80%. But everybody's checked out to a certain extent. The leadership completely is eviscerated and evaporates and is gone. No one knows who to turn to. No one knows who to trust, because the guys on staff don't trust anyone. And in my situation, it was totally worse than most, because our offense and defense were already completely split. Bill Oliver ran our defense. Bill Oliver would have the guys on defense finish practice literally 30, 45 minutes before we would. And they would go in. They would go inside and watch film, because he's like, I'm not going to run my guys into the ground, where we're over there with Rick Trickett, Terry Bowden, and Jimbo Fisher going and going. So I'm just telling you what we did. Like, we just kept going, and we had longer practices. So it divides everyone. It has you looking over your back all the time. It has you questioning what's happening, why you're there, what's going to be next. So no, there's hardly anyone who's completely focused on the task at hand, and that is winning a football game. And it makes it very difficult. And listen, there were parts like what you just brought up for me personally, Ian. There were parts that were a lot better, because Bill Oliver went and had a conversation with them and said, if you want to stay on staff, some of the stuff you're doing has got to stop. And it will stop, or we're going to move on, and we're going to move on without you. So that part ended up being better, but still, collectively, it's just miserable. And I get that administrations think they need